down from his glory. Ever lives his doom. My Lord and Savior.
Oh, he came, and Jesus. Oh, Jesus was his name. Born in a manger. He was born in a manger.
Best thing we can do, let's all come to a time of prayer. Let's just come to worship the Lord. Prepare your heart for the word, because the seed, it needs prepared ground. Let's spend a time of prayer.
Passons un moment du temps de la prière devant.
Heavenly Father, thank you for songs such as this, Lord. Thank you, Father, how we just long, Lord Jesus, to worship thee, how we long to adore thee. Amen. Yes, Lord. Just have a Bible to be dedicated here for Sister Katana, so let's pray for this as well. Also remember Brother Will, I think prayer has already been made, Sister Julie.
Frère Will, les prières ont déjà été faites pour
that the Lord might just finish his work.
Et que le Seigneur puisse
just
terminer,
restore her back as well.
Et que nous restaurons.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, it's such a precious gift, your word, to us.
Amen.
Father, where would we be today without the Bible? Mm. Father, where would we be without your grace and mercy? Father, bring in your word unto us, and for your spirit that quickens the word.
Amen.
The spirit of truth. I pray for this Bible. I pray that you'd bless it. I pray that you'd watch over it. And Father, above all things, I pray that the spirit of truth would be the portion, even of our sister, as she would read this Bible.
Amen.
I would ask of thee, Lord, that you'd give her eyes to see, give an understanding heart. May this book be a blessing to her, and may it be a blessing to other people, we pray. We think this day, Brother Wilmore, Sister Julie, I pray, I ask of thee, Lord, let the great covenant angel, even now, that Father encamps around your people, just go, Lord, and raise her up, we'd pray. And Father, may you finish the work for your glory. Father, we do thank you for your goodness. Bless the word as we read it. Bless the remainder of the service. Bless each person that has come.
Please,
in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name this morning.
Nous saluons au nom du Seigneur Jésus-Christ ce matin.
So good to see people back again.
C'est bien de voir les gens rentrer encore une fois.
It's been quite a time.
C'est
with
un
sickness
bon
and then people on holiday and all the things that have taken place.
Malades et les autres à vacances.
But we do greet everybody.
Et nous saluons tout le monde.
We're hearing good things from the people that were away.
Nous avons entendu de bonnes choses.
That things really did go well.
Les choses ont réellement marché.
We just wanted to greet as well today the visitors in our gates.
Et nous voulons saluer les visiteurs parmi nous.
We just want to greet Blessing.
Nous voulons saluer Blessing.
And Keith.
Et Keith aussi.
We were together with them yesterday.
Ils sont ensemble avec nous.
Blessing, his mom is a message believer in London.
Et sa mère, c'est une croyante du message à
and
Londres.
He's here studying.
Et il est ici pour les études.
So we really do welcome him.
Nous les bienvenons.
He's from South Africa.
Il vient de l'Afrique du Sud.
Johannesburg, but living in Durban.
De Johannesburg, et qui vit à Durban.
So he can find people here that will really understand what he's saying.
Il va trouver les gens exactement qui va comprendre ce qu'il
and
dit.
And Keith is from Zimbabwe. He's from Harare.
Et Keith qui est de Zimbabwe, d'Harare.
But to the saints from Zimbabwe, he stayed in Lundi Park in Gweru for a while.
Il était à
so
Gweru.
He's a homeboy to us.
Je pense qu'il est garçon de notre ville.
And if you're from Harare, he was at Prince Edward. So
si
I'm sure the saints will really understand him. So we do greet them.
Lui comprendre.
Anybody else who's here for the first time?
Toute autre personne qui est ici pour la première fois, vous vous sentez à la maison.
Let's open our Bibles.
Ouvrons nos Bibles.
We had an officers meeting
nous
on Friday evening.
La réunion de ministres
some
hier.
Decisions were made.
Il y a d'autres décisions qui ont été
and
prises.
I'll try to just weave them in as we go along.
Et je vais essayer
to speak of those
de
things
parler
as we go through the message today.
Et pendant que nous entrons dans le
different things and the reasons why
we're going to
be changing just a few things.
On a changé quelque chose.
But let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 first of all.
1 Thessaloniciens chapitre 4.
We started on this last week.
On a commencé ceci
last week we were looking at the sign of the end.
On était en train de regarder au signe de la fin.
Now these kind of topics,
ces genres de sujets,
they're not topics that people understand.
Et ce ne sont pas les sujets que les gens comprennent.
Who are just Sunday Christians.
Et qui sont juste les chrétiens de dimanche.
No, the things of prophecy.
Les choses de la prophétie.
Spiritual things.
Et spirituel, les
Paul
choses
says they're spiritually discerned.
Paul dit ils sont discernés spirituellement.
You've got to give time.
Vous devez donner le temps.
To the Lord.
Au Seigneur.
To lead you in these things.
Pour te conduire dans ces choses.
Some of the concepts might be new to new people.
Certaines idées peuvent être nouvelles
pour
les autres.
But they're very scriptural what we say.
Ce sont des idées trop scripturales.
And anybody who would take their Bible.
Tout est chacun qui va prendre
prayerfully
la Bible,
read
va
through these things
et lire à travers ces
in your own time
dans votre propre
and
temps,
seek revelation from the Spirit of Truth.
La révélation de l'Esprit de la vérité.
You will find the Lord will show you
vous allez trouver que le Seigneur va te montrer
these things are exactly the truth.
Que ces choses n'est rien autre que
you
la
know,
vérité.
So easy
c'est trop facile
to believe what God did in ages gone by.
Croire ce que Dieu a fait dans les anges passés.
It's so easy to speak
et c'est très facile
of
de parler
Paul
the Paul,
Moses,
the Moïse,
John the Baptist,
Jean Baptiste.
But when we bring it to today,
quand nous amenons cela dans le temps
it's
présent,
not easy for people,
amen, ce n'est pas facile
to
pour
be able
gens,
to take scriptures
puissent prendre les écritures
pertaining to today,
qui appartiennent
and to
aujourd'hui,
believe that God has fulfilled them.
Et pour croire que Dieu a accompli
it's
cela.
Foreign to people.
Et c'est étrange pour
it
les
takes
gens.
Time.
Et ça prend du
to
temps
allow it to soak in,
pour permettre que cela
to
puisse
allow
entrer,
the word
pour permettre
to
que
convince
la parole
you
puisse te convaincre
of its truth.
De sa vérité.
But I believe if you have an open heart,
mais je crois que si vous avez un cœur
if
ouvert,
you have a teachable spirit,
et si vous avez un esprit qui
the
peut
word
être enseigné,
speaks for itself.
Et la parole parle pour elle-même.
So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4,
1 Thessaloniciens chapitre 4,
it's a scripture for our day.
C'est l'écriture de notre jour.
And this scripture is in the process of being fulfilled
et
as we speak today.
Mais cette écriture est dans le processus d'être accompli par
we'll
la nous
from
15
to 17.
Nous allons lire des 15e verset jusqu'au 17e.
Speaking of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Qui parle à propos de la venue du Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
The coming of the Lord.
La venue du Seigneur
Jésus-Christ.
Which
is the hope of every believer.
Et qui est l'espoir de chaque croyant.
The apostle Paul, he says in verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. So it wasn't his thoughts.
Ce n'était pas ses pensées.
This is the word of the Lord.
C'était la parole du Seigneur.
That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You may be seated.
Pouvez-vous asseoir.
I'm going to use a few slides here.
On va étudier quelques
this is our title today.
C'est notre titre aujourd'hui.
It's taken from a quote. We'll understand it as we go.
Nous allons comprendre pendant
but
que
today
nous
we're speaking of the great mystery of how.
Nous voulons parler des grands mystères de comment.
The prophet in this age spoke of this.
Le prophète de cet âge a parlé de cela.
How does Jesus come?
Et comment Jésus vient?
Christians through the ages
le chrétien à travers
have
les
spoken
ans.
About this 2,000 years.
Ils ont parlé à propos de ces
the second coming of Christ.
Et la seconde venue de Jésus-Christ.
But how?
Et comment il va venir?
How does he
et
come?
Et comment il vient?
When is the time?
Et quel est le temps?
What are we to expect?
Et qu'est-ce que nous devons attendre?
That's the question.
Et ça, c'est la question.
Which for 2,000 years.
Et qui est dans les
through
2000
seven
passé,
church ages.
À travers les sept anges de
the
l'église,
believers probed at this.
Les croyants ont essayé de
in the word.
Cela, dans la parole.
But only in this age.
Mais c'est seulement dans cet âge.
Did God give the full understanding?
Dieu a donné la pleine
because
compréhension.
God's revelation is seasonal.
Et c'est parce que la révélation de Dieu est saisonnale.
God is his own interpreter.
Et c'est Dieu seul l'interprète.
God interprets his word.
Dieu interprète sa parole.
By bringing it to pass.
En amenant là à l'accomplissement.
When God fulfills his word,
Dieu accomplit sa parole,
then we really understand what he was meaning.
Nous comprenons réellement ce qu'il voulait dire.
Before that, as human beings, we guess.
Avant cela, comme être humain, nous devinons.
You know, for the last 2,000 years,
pendant les 2000 ans passés,
Israel wasn't a nation.
Israël n'était pas une nation.
They were just nomadic tribes,
ils étaient
and Arabs and people living in that land.
Les Arabes qui étaient en train de vivre dans ce
pays.
Because
the Jews had been scattered into all nations.
Les Juifs étaient éparpillés dans toutes
as
les nations.
As prophesied by Jesus.
Et comme cela a été prophétisé par
and
Jésus.
For 2,000 years,
et pour 2000 ans,
Christians guessed
le chrétien ont
deviné at the restoration of Israel.
Amen. À la restauration d'Israël.
Sincere people.
Les gens sincères.
If you read back people what
si
they said hundreds of years ago.
Les gens des centaines d'années passées.
They all tried to spiritualize it.
Ils essayaient de spiritualiser cela.
They said no, God's not meaning Israel will be gathered again as a nation.
Dieu ne veut pas dire que Israël va se rassembler comme une
nation. He must be speaking of the church now as Israel.
Il doit parler de l'Église comme Israël.
And there was so much debate.
Il y avait beaucoup de débats.
You know the best thing to do.
Et la meilleure des choses à faire.
Just wait for the right season.
Il faut attendre la saison correcte.
And let God interpret His word.
Que Dieu puisse interpréter sa parole.
And then we saw Israel back as a nation.
Et nous voyons Israël encore une fois comme
now
nation.
We can read those scriptures
et on peut lire ces écritures
with God's understanding.
Avec la compréhension
we
de
can
Dieu.
Say this day this
disons,
scripture has been fulfilled.
Aujourd'hui cette écriture est accomplie.
Because we've seen God fulfill his word.
Parce que nous avons vu Dieu accomplir
and
sa
that's
parole.
How it is in all things
et
in the world.
C'est comme ça que toutes choses se passent dans la parole.
Never think your understanding
il ne faut pas penser que votre
is the most important thing in life.
La chose est la plus importante
friends,
dans la
our
vie.
Mortal understanding.
Non, compréhension mortelle.
God says my thoughts
Dieu dit mes pensées
are as high as the heavens above the earth.
Plus haut que la terre est séparée du ciel.
Above your your thoughts.
Au-dessus de tes pensées.
Our little thoughts.
Nos petites pensées.
Friends, we can't even agree with each other.
On peut même pas être d'accord l'un à l'autre.
So we need God Himself.
On a besoin de Dieu lui-même.
To come and interpret His word.
Amen. Pour venir interpréter sa
parole. And concerning the second coming of Christ.
Concernant la seconde venue de Christ.
There's so many opinions.
Il y a beaucoup d'opinions.
So many ideas.
Il y a beaucoup d'idées.
But we're living in the time now.
Nous sommes en train de vivre dans un temps.
The season has come.
La saison est venue.
God's appointed time has come.
Bien déterminé
for Christ to return.
Pour que Christ puisse retourner.
So God is not going to leave his people
Dieu
in the dark.
Dieu ne va pas laisser son peuple dans le ténèbre.
God is going to prepare his
Dieu
people.
Va préparer son peuple.
God will never allow his people
Dieu ne va pas permettre son
to be taken unawares
pour être surpris
by great spiritual events.
Et par les le grand événement spirituel.
God will always send a preparation
Dieu
first.
Va toujours envoyer la préparation
God premièrement. Will always step on the scene
Dieu va toujours se tenir sur
to
la
prepare
scène
his people
pour
first.
Préparer son peuple.
For what is about to come.
De ce qui est à propos de ce passé.
You say, give me an example.
Il dit, donne-moi un exemple.
The first coming of Christ.
La première venue de Christ.
Because the first coming of Christ.
C'est parce que la première venue de Christ.
That's exactly what God did.
C'est exactement ce que Dieu a fait.
Jesus didn't just come.
Jésus n'était pas juste venu.
Step on the scene.
Et il est entré dans la scène.
And take people by surprise.
Pour prendre les gens par surprise.
God sent a prophet.
Dieu a envoyé un prophète.
John the Baptist.
Et Jean Baptiste.
Anointed with the spirit of Elijah.
Qui a été oint avec l'esprit d'Élie.
Jesus called
Parfait.
John. Elijah.
He says,
if you can receive it, this was Elijah that was to come. And John came, a rough man.
Un homme
a wilderness man.
Un homme de désert.
A man without education.
Un homme qui n'avait pas d'éducation.
At about 7 years old.
Qui était sept ans, âgé de
God
sept ans.
Had called him into the wilderness.
Dieu lui a appelé dans le désert.
And God prepared him.
Dieu lui a préparé.
Until he was about 30 years of age.
Jusqu'à tel point qu'il était presque âgé
and
de 30 ans.
And then John came forth.
Jean est venu.
Divinely commissioned.
Commissionné. D'une façon
a divine, messenger,
divine, le messager,
fulfilling Old Testament prophecies.
D'accomplir tous les prophéties de
he came as the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Voici la voix de celui qui crie dans
as
le désert.
As says the prophet Isaiah.
Et comme en dit le prophète Isaïe.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Préparez le chemin du Seigneur.
And John's commission.
Et la commission de Jean.
When the angel Gabriel.
Et quand l'ange Gabriel.
Came to John's father.
Est venu chez le père de Jean.
He says, "Your son that will be born.
Votre fils qui sera
he né. Shall go before the Messiah
devant le Messie,
in the spirit and power of Elijah
dans l'esprit et dans la puissance d'Élie,
to make ready a people
pour préparer un peuple,
prepared for the Lord.
Préparé pour le Seigneur.
And John came blasting
Jean
out a message,
est venu avec un message
calling people to repentance,
appelant les gens à la repentance,
bringing a certain baptism.
Amenant un certain baptême,
John baptized people.
Jean a baptisé les gens.
And people were prepared
et les gens étaient préparés
by the ministry of John the Baptist.
Par le ministère de Jean Baptiste.
So that when Jesus came on the
afin
scene,
que Jésus-Christ, quand il vient sur la scène,
God's elect,
le joli de Dieu,
friends, the majority of people
la majorité
in that age,
de gens dans cet
they were more interested in business
ils étaient plus
and
intéressés
politics
dans les affaires, dans les politiques,
and entertainment,
et dans les distractions,
just like our age that we're living in
notre
now.
Âge, amen.
But there was a certain group
il y avait
of people,
un certain groupe de
fishermen
gens,
and tax collectors,
et les pêcheurs,
unlikely
les
sort of people.
Les gens qui n'étaient pas
that's
bien
when John came forth
et que Jean est venu
blasting that message
avec ce message de
of the soon coming of the Messiah
de l'avenir rapide du Messie.
It shook certain people.
Et cela a bougé certaines
and
personnes.
Andrew
et nous avons trouvé André
and different ones.
Et les autres les
they became
différentes
John's
personnes.
Disciples.
Et ils sont devenus les disciples de Jean.
And John taught them.
Et Jean les a enseignés.
And then when Jesus came on
et
the scene,
quand Jésus est venu sur la scène,
came to be baptized,
ils étaient devenus être baptisés.
John pointed to him.
Jean les a pointés
and
vers
said,
Jésus.
Behold the Lamb of
et
God.
Voici l'agneau de
that
Dieu.
Takes away the sin of the world.
Amen. Celui qui ôte le
and
péché.
Those disciples now left John.
Disciples maintenant, ils ont laissé Jean.
Prepared by his message.
Préparés par son message.
And they went and they followed Jesus.
Et ils sont allés suivre Jésus.
Now God says,
Dieu a dit,
I am the Lord and I change
je suis le Seigneur et je ne change
God
pas.
God hasn't changed his ways.
Dieu ne change pas.
So we're living in the shadows
nous
of the second
de
coming.
Vivre dans l'ombre de la seconde
according to the world that we live in.
Selon le monde dans lequel
the Christian world believes
vivre,
it.
Le monde chrétien croit.
The signs of the times
le signe du temps
are everywhere.
Amen. Sont partout.
So God is going to fulfill the same pattern.
Dieu doit accomplir le même modèle.
God says in Malachi 4.
A dit dans Malachi 4.
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet.
Amen. Voici, je vous enverrai Elie
before the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Le jour redoutable du Seigneur.
And he will make a people ready.
Et il préparera un peuple.
So that when Christ comes the second time,
et quand Christ vient pour la deuxième
not
fois,
coming in flesh this time,
pas venir dans la chair
as a sacrifice
fois,
to die for us,
comme un sacrifice pour mourir
but
pour
coming
nous,
in glory,
et venir dans la
coming
gloire,
to rule and reign,
et venir régner et
first
diriger,
coming to take his people,
et premièrement se prendre
and then
peuple,
returning in glory,
et retourner dans la gloire.
There'll be a people,
et il y aura un peuple
be under an expectation,
qui seront sous l'attente,
because they will see
et c'est parce qu'ils
scripture
verront,
being fulfilled,
les écritures être accompli.
God will anoint them
Dieu va loindre
through a message
à travers un
and
message
bring them into a certain channel of inspiration
dans un certain canal de l'inspiration
that the scriptures
et que les
of their day
et que dans leur jour
will unveil themselves
peut se dévoiler
and there'll be a people made ready
et il y aura un peuple qui sera
for the
prêt
coming of Christ
pour la venue de
because
Christ
God doesn't leave us, Peter said,
Dieu ne nous laisse pas Pierre,
in the
Pierre.
Dark
dans le
he says he doesn't want us to be like the
il
children of the night.
Être comme les
he
de
says
la
you
nuit.
Are children of the day.
Il dit, vous êtes les enfants de la journée.
That these things will not come upon you unexpectedly.
Ces choses ne vont pas vous surprendre.
But you've got to have ears
mais
to hear.
Vous devez avoir les oreilles pour écouter.
And you've got to have an ability inside
et
of
vous
yourself
devez avoir la capacité d'avoir
to lay aside your own understanding
of things. Mettre à côté votre propre
and you've got to allow God
vous
through his word
à travers sa parole
to convince you
amen, de pouvoir te
to persuade you
de pouvoir te persuader
of his scriptural truth.
De sa vérité scripturelle.
And that's always the difficult time.
Et ça a toujours été la chose difficile.
We come with our denominational understanding of things
compréhension dénominationnelle des
because
choses.
We are taught things in Sunday school.
On a été enseigné dans les écoles
we
de
taught
dimanche.
Things in days
on
gone by.
On a été enseigné dans les jours
and
passés.
Those are good things, many of them.
Ce sont des bonnes choses, plusieurs
but certain things
mais il y a certaines
concerning
choses
God's word for this day,
la parole de Dieu pour ce jour,
it wasn't taught correctly where we were.
N'était pas correctement là où les
people
choses
were sincere.
Les gens étaient sincères.
And they guessed at certain
et
things.
Ils ont deviné en certaines choses.
And now when we come to the fulfillment of those things.
Et maintenant, quand on arrive à l'accomplissement de
there's
ces choses,
a process of adjustment.
Il y a un processus de l'ajustement.
We've got to lay aside that old understanding.
Nous devons mettre à côté nos propres
and move into the scriptural understanding.
Et se déplacer vers la compréhension.
And sometimes it's not an easy time.
Et des fois, ce n'est
like
pas
said,
facile. Comme
you've got to lay in the presence of the Lord.
Vous devez vous étaler dans la présence
you've
de Dieu.
You've got to give him time.
Vous devez lui donner le temps.
To unfold his things.
Pour dévoiler ses
and
choses.
And what we're speaking of today is
et
one of those things.
Ce que nous parlons aujourd'hui, c'est l'une de ces choses.
We're speaking of how Jesus will come.
Jésus-Christ va venir.
How will Christ come?
Et comment Christ va venir?
That's what you're looking at today.
Et c'est ce que nous sommes en train de regarder aujourd'hui.
You know, whenever we speak of the second coming of Christ,
quand on parle de la seconde venue de Christ,
people always go to Matthew 24.
Et les gens veulent aller à Matthieu 24.
Which is good.
Et qui est bon.
Because look in Matthew 24 at the beginning.
Si vous regardez dans Matthieu 24,
the disciples came to Jesus.
Les disciples sont venus en Jésus.
In verse 3.
Dans le verset 3.
Jesus had been speaking of the destruction of Jerusalem.
Jésus était en train de parler de la destruction de Jérusalem.
The destruction of the temple.
La destruction du temple.
And the disciples came to him afterwards in verse 3.
Les disciples sont venus vers lui dans verset 3.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" We saw that last week.
Nous avons vu ceci la
what shall be the sign of your coming?
Qu'est-ce qui sera le signe de votre
because God
venue?
Always sends signs.
Et Dieu avoir le signe.
Manifestations.
Les manifestations.
Supernatural happenings.
Le surnaturel se passe.
Before he does things.
Avant qu'il puisse faire
God
les choses.
Foreruns his things.
Dieu, il envoie d'abord.
God prepares the way
choses,
before the important spiritual things.
Avant que ces choses puissent arriver.
And these disciples knew.
Ces disciples savaient.
There's going to be signs before
et
your coming.
Il doit y avoir des signes avant ça.
And there's going to be the sign of the end of the world.
Il doit y avoir le signe aussi de temps de la fin.
And Jesus never gets into particulars
n'a pas allé dans la
of how he's going to come.
Et comment les choses vont se passer.
He just gives the conditions,
il a donné les conditions
of the nations,
des nations
of nature,
de la nature.
And he speaks about the earthquakes
il a
and so
parlé
on. Verse 7.
Du tremblement de la terre, verset 7.
He says, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." And he starts speaking of the various signs.
Il parle à propos des signes différents.
And then the final sign in verse 32.
Et le signe final, verset 32.
He speaks of Israel.
Il parle d'Israël.
The fig tree. figuier. The fig tree is always Israel in the Bible.
Le figuier, ça a toujours été Israël.
He speaks of the restoration of Israel.
Amen. On parle de la restauration
d'Israël. And he puts that as a great sign.
Et il a mis cela comme un grand
when
signe.
When you shall see the fig tree putting forth
Et
its buds once again.
Le figuier mettre encore une fois ses feuilles.
Jesus had cursed the fig tree.
Jésus a maudit le figuier.
At the time when he proclaimed judgment on the temple.
Temps qu'il a proclamé le jugement dans les temples.
Fig tree throughout the Old Testament types Israel.
Et ça a toujours été à travers l'Ancien Testament le
and
type
Jesus
d'Israël.
Gives a sign and says, "When you see Israel."
Et Jésus donne un signe, dit quand vous verrez Israël.
As a nation once again.
Et comme nation encore une fois.
You know the end is near.
Vous savez que la fin est arrivée.
But Jesus never gives much more than that.
Et il n'a pas donné plus que cela.
He stops at that.
Et il s'est arrêté.
But he speaks of his coming.
Et il parle de sa venue.
As a thief in the night.
Et comme un voleur dans la nuit.
So there's not going to be a coming that everybody knows about.
Ça ne sera pas à l'avenir que tout le monde.
So when he comes in this particular coming that we're speaking of.
Dans cette venue que nous parlons.
Jesus says, "I'm going to come as a thief in the night."
Je viendrai comme un voleur la nuit.
He says, "There'll be two in a bed."
Et il y aura deux dans le même lit.
One will be taken, another will be left.
Un sera enlevé, l'autre sera resté.
Two in a field.
Et deux dans le.
One
champ.
Will be taken, another one will
un
be left.
Un sera pris et l'autre va rester.
Two at the mill.
Et deux à
one
de
will moutre. Be taken and another will
l'un
be.
L'un sera pris et l'autre va rester.
This is a strange thing he's speaking
c'est
about.
C'est une chose étrange qu'il
this
est en
train de faire. This is a secret coming.
Et ça c'est la venue
secrète. But like we're saying to God's people,
et comme nous disons
or to anybody who desires
ou n'importe qui
to walk with God in the age,
marcher avec Dieu dans
it's not going to be secret.
Ça ne sera pas secret.
It's going to be a surprise to the world.
Ça sera une surprise pour le monde.
Like Jesus first came.
Et comme la première venue de Jésus.
The Jews are still waiting for his first coming.
Les Juifs sont en train d'entendre pour sa première venue.
But to those people,
mais les gens
that entered into the channel
et qui sont entrés dans les
of God's inspiration in that
de l'inspiration
age.
De Dieu dans l'air âge.
Everything unfolded before
toute chose s'est dévoilée devant eux.
And nothing took them by
et
surprise.
Il n'y a rien qui les a surpris.
They knew exactly what was
ils connaissaient exactement ce qui
and
va
that's how it's going to be in this age.
Et ce sera la même chose.
So Jesus speaks of his coming.
Et Jésus parle de sa
many times.
Plusieurs
in
fois.
In parables and different things.
Dans les paraboles et dans des choses
he speaks of it in as the 10 virgins.
Il parle à propos de 10 vierges.
And different ways.
Et de différentes façons.
But he never gives us the specifics mais that Paul does in the scripture that we just read.
Que Paul nous a donné.
Paul gives us more detail of his coming.
Paul nous a donné plus de détails.
Let's look at verse 16 there again.
Regardons le verset 16
of 1 Thessalonians
4.
Paul shows us the order of his coming.
Paul qui nous montre l'ordre de sa venue.
1 Thessalonians 4 verse 16.
1 Thessaloniciens chapitre 4.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with three things to take place.
Amen.
With a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And then when that takes place,
et quand cela prend place,
and the dead in Christ shall rise first,
et
resurrection.
Mort à Christ seront ressuscités, la résurrection.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them.
Et
a body change.
Il y aura un changement de corps.
People will be changed to immortality while they're yet alive.
Seront changés dans l'immortalité pendant
so this
temps
is the order of his coming.
Amen. Ça, c'est l'ordre
so it's going to be a process that takes place.
Doit y avoir un processus qui prend place.
And Paul,
et Paul,
he knew what it meant.
Et il savait ce que cela
you know, the amazing thing
et la chose étonnante
is Paul. Let me show you one slide
Paul,
here.
Je vais vous montrer un diapo ici.
Let me show you the Alpha and Omega.
Je vais vous montrer l'alpha et l'oméga.
The first age.
Le premier âge.
There's the apostle Paul.
Voici l'apôtre Paul.
Any genuine Christian loves Paul.
N'importe quel véritable croyant aime Paul. Amen.
Paul.
Amen. Paul
is one of those people you can't wait to meet.
C'est l'un des gens que tu ne peux pas attendre pour les rencontrer.
Paul was a mighty man.
Amen. Il était un homme puissant.
And God to the first church age.
Et Dieu pour le premier âge de l'Église.
Saint Paul.
Il a envoyé Paul.
Paul was a prophet messenger.
Paul était un messager prophète.
And to the last age.
Pour le dernier âge.
God sends a prophet messenger.
Dieu a envoyé un prophète messager.
Brother Branham.
Le frère Branham.
So the first and the last.
Le premier et le dernier.
In between these times.
Et pendant ces entre ces
through
années.
Almost 2,000 years.
Presque 2,000.
God has sent mighty men.
Dieu a envoyé
he
des
sent
hommes
Martin
puissants.
Luther,
il
John
a envoyé
Wesley.
Martin Luther, John Wesley.
Different messengers that he sent to the people of each age.
Il a envoyé à travers les
but none of them were prophets.
Amen.
None of them had prophetic ministries.
Il y avait aucun d'entre eux qui avait
but the church age has opened
mais les anges de l'église with Paul, se sont ouverts avec Paul,
a mighty prophet.
Un prophète puissant.
And it finishes the church ages
et cela termine
with Elijah, Brother Branham, a mighty
avec
prophet.
Élie, un homme puissant.
One is the Alpha, one is the Omega.
L'un est l'alpha, l'un
one
est
starts things, one finishes things.
L'un commence la, les choses, les autres,
both
l'autre
of
termine.
These were prophets.
Tout d'entre eux,
both were church age messengers.
Ils étaient le messager
Paul
des
to
anges,
his age,
Paul pour
Elijah
âge,
to our age.
Élie pour notre âge.
Both of them
tous les
were commissioned by the pillar of fire.
Ont été commissionnés par la colonne
Paul
de
on the Damascus road.
Amen. Paul dans le
he
chemin
meets
de
the pillar of fire.
Il a rencontré la colonne.
He says, "Who are you, Lord?"
Et dit, qui êtes-vous,
he says, "I'm Jesus who you persecute."
Je suis Jésus que tu persécutes.
And Jesus commissions him.
Et Jésus lui a
commissionné. And sends him forth.
Et il lui a
as the apostle to the Gentiles.
Et comme un apôtre aux nations.
And the Christian faith that
et
we
la foi
believe
chrétienne que nous croyons
was revealed to the apostle Paul.
Cela a été révélé à apôtre Paul.
What we believe as Christians,
et nous croyons comme chrétiens,
the doctrine of the Christian
la doctrine de l'église chrétienne.
Peter came and spoke of the second coming different. James spoke of different things.
Jean a parlé d'une
but the doctrine,
mais la doctrine,
the order,
l'ordre,
the various ministries,
le vrai ministère,
and the mysteries of the kingdom
et le mystère du royaume,
were revealed to Paul.
Amen. Cela a été révélé
Paul,
à Paul
was the messenger.
Paul était le messager.
He came and God et used him.
Dieu lui a utilisé.
As a vessel
comme un vase
to bring forth the Christian faith.
Pour amener la foi chrétienne.
It speaks of it in the Bible.
Ça parle de
the
cela
faith
dans la
that was once delivered to the
la
saints.
Foi qui a été une fois délivrée,
it was delivered by the Apostle Paul.
Et cela a été délivré par l'apôtre
and
Paul.
Friends, in this age,
dans cet âge
people hate Paul.
Les gens
they say Paul. He was a woman hater.
Il était, c'est lui qui a
and femmes. Different things that this, even Christians.
Même le chrétien.
That shows that they don't have the spirit of truth.
Qu'ils n'ont pas l'esprit de la
because
vérité.
The spirit of truth in you know.
L'esprit de la vérité,
that it wasn't
savez,
Paul.
Et que ce n'était pas Paul.
It was Christ through Paul.
Amen.
It wasn't Paul's teaching.
Ce n'était pas les enseignements de Paul.
It was the pillar of fire
c'était
who commissioned Paul,
qui a commissionné Paul
and sent him forth
et lui a envoyé
to bring forth the Christian faith.
Pour amener une foi chrétienne.
But now that Christian faith that was
et
delivered in the beginning,
chrétienne qui a été délivrée au commencement,
some of it has been corrupted
a
by the teachings of man
par les enseignements des hommes.
Through
ça
the church
fin.
Ages.
Amen.
You'll say, give us an example. Paul never baptized babies.
Paul n'a jamais baptisé le bébé.
Paul never baptized people in the name
Paul
of Father, Son, and Holy
baptisé
Ghost.
Les noms au nom du Fils
Paul
du Père
never allowed
et
du women to preach.
Paul n'a jamais permis
Paul
les femmes
never allowed women deacons.
Paul n'a jamais permis les femmes diacres.
That's modern day inventions.
Amen. Ça, c'est l'évangile.
And some not so modern, but that's sincere men many times.
Ce sont les hommes sincères plusieurs fois.
In their age, fulfilling the calling of their age.
Accomplir l'appel de leur âge.
They introduced a lot of their own things.
Ils ont introduit beaucoup de
man's understanding of the word.
La compréhension de l'homme.
But God had said.
Mais Dieu a dit.
Through the prophet Joel.
À travers le prophète Joël.
I will restore.
Amen. Je restaurerai.
I will restore.
Je restaurerai.
So God has to send a prophet at the end.
Dieu devrait envoyer un prophète à la fin.
To restore.
Pour restaurer.
To bring back the original faith.
Pour amener la foi originale.
And in this age that we're living in.
Dans cet âge que nous sommes en train de vivre.
Laodicea, a lukewarm age.
L'ange tiède.
A self-sufficient, self-satisfied, backslidden age.
Un âge rétrograde, un âge qui prétend
a blind age, the Bible says spiritually.
Aveugle, la Bible dit spirituellement.
If God sends a prophet in this age.
Dieu a envoyé un prophète.
Comes to restore the faith.
Il est venu restaurer la foi.
Don't expect the world to receive.
Il ne faut pas attendre que le monde va recevoir ça.
Not many people are going to receive it, friends.
Pas beaucoup de gens qui vont recevoir.
It's not going to be popular.
Et cela ne sera pas populaire.
Because it wasn't popular in the days of Paul.
Cela n'était pas populaire.
Wasn't popular in the days of Jesus himself.
Cela n'était pas populaire au jour de Jésus-Christ.
But Jesus said.
Mais Jésus dit.
My sheep.
Mes brebis.
Hear my voice.
Écoute ma voix.
And a stranger they will not follow.
De l'étranger.
There's going to be a people in every age.
Il y aura un peuple dans
chaque âge. That hear the voice of God.
Et qui va entendre la voix.
Through his messengers.
À travers son messager.
And Christ.
Et Christ.
Is going to call his sheep.
Il va appeler son peuple.
And he's going to gather them.
Et va les rassembler.
By his word.
Par sa parole.
And that's what's happened in this age.
Et c'est ce qui se passe dans cet âge.
So Paul.
Paul.
Let's look in. First, in 2 Corinthians.
Regardons un
let me just show you how mighty this man Paul was as a minister.
Était cet homme, Paul, comme
I know there's some sectors of the message that want to try to put Paul down.
Y a d'autres sectes du message qui met Paul à côté.
And they try to make out that you know Paul was this and Paul was that.
De dire à Paul
I just wanted to explain that first. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Look what Paul says.
2
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1.
De Corinthiens, chapitre 12, verset 1er.
Paul says, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Hmm. Paul had a ministry of visions and revelations of the Lord.
Paul avait le mystère des visions et de la révélation.
And
du
I put
Seigneur.
At the bottom there.
Et j'ai mis à la fin.
When Brother Branham went beyond the curtain of time.
Et quand le frère Branham est allé au
What was his consolation?
Et qu'est-ce qui était sa consolation?
When he was told that all ministries must be judged.
Et quand on lui a dit que tous les ministères doivent être.
Paul said, "I preached what Paul preached."
Et le prophète dit, je prêchais ce
And we'll see that Branham didn't preach anything that Paul didn't preach.
Le frère Branham n'a pas prêché rien
Nothing.
Que Paul a prêché.
We'll see that.
Et nous verrons cela.
Paul had visions.
Paul avait les visions.
And revelations of the Lord.
Et les révélations du Seigneur.
And look at this experience that he has.
Et regarde cette expérience qu'il
a. He says, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven.
Il a été pris au troisième ciel.
I'm not going to argue with a man like that.
Je ne veux pas discuter
when
avec un
someone
homme.
Is caught up while he's alive,
et quand quelqu'un est vivant, on lui
taken
a pris,
beyond the curtain of time,
et on l'a pris au-delà du rideau
taken
du temps,
to the third heaven,
on lui a amené au troisième ciel,
and then that man comes down
et cet homme est
descendu, and starts to explain spiritual things.
Et il commence à expliquer les choses
starts spirituelles, to tell you about the coming of the Lord et, and things like this.
Il commence à vous parler de l'avenir du Seigneur.
That's a man I'm going to listen to.
Amen. C'est l'homme que
Other people will respect them.
Et l'autre, les autres, je vais les
respecter. We'll give them an ear.
On va leur donner leur
But this kind of vindication,
ce genre de confirmation,
they would take handkerchiefs and aprons from the body of Paul,
qui vient des corps de
because
Paul,
he was such an anointed man,
parce qu'il était un
and lay them on the sick and the sick would recover.
On va mettre cela sur le malade,
In our age, Brother Branham, one of the most successful parts of his ministry, was prayer cloths.
Et qui avait plus de succès,
they would take those anointed prayer cloths
de prière,
that he had prayed over.
Le vêtement qu'il avait prié.
And friends, the testimonies are outstanding.
Les témoignages sont
étonnants. I have one in my Bible, and I'm sure many believers do.
J'ai un vêtement dans
ma Bible. Part of those prayer cloths. It's just a restoration. What was in the Alpha, we're going to find it in the Omega.
Dans l'Alpha, nous allons trouver à Omega.
Paul is caught up beyond the curtain of time.
Paul a pris au-delà du rideau du temps.
Then in our age, we have a man who's caught beyond the curtain of time.
Un homme au-delà du rideau du
temps. And he comes back.
Et il est retourné.
And he says, I was lying on my bed.
J'étais en train de m'étendre dans mon
but
lit.
I was in another place.
Et je me suis retrouvé dans une autre
Not
place.
20 feet away.
Et qui était très loin de
And he saw the dead in Christ.
Et il a vu les morts à Christ.
He saw his converts.
Et il a vu ses convertis.
And friends, he learned wonderful things
et
when he was there.
C'était une chose merveilleuse.
So Paul, he goes beyond
et
the curtain of time.
Va au-delà du rideau.
He's caught up to the third heaven.
Il a été pris au troisième
Look
ciel.
In verse 4, it says,
regarde dans le verset 4,
how that he was caught up into paradise.
Et comment il a été pris au paradis.
And he heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for man to utter. So Paul received certain things
Paul a reçu certaines choses
that he wasn't allowed to fully explain.
Qu'il n'était pas capable
because it wasn't yet the season.
C'est parce que ce n'était pas encore la saison.
That's why many things Paul preaches.
C'est pourquoi beaucoup de choses que Paul a prêché.
He preaches in a summary.
Il a prêché cela dans un résumé.
Let's have a look in 2 Corinthians 11, the previous chapter. Look in verse 2.
2 Corinthiens 11, verset 2.
Paul says in verse 2, For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Paul's preaching the serpent seed.
Paul qui est en train de prêcher la semence du serpent.
But it's not his ministry to fully explain it in that age.
Pour expliquer complètement
But he perfectly understands the serpent seed.
Mais il a compris
He's saying Eve was a virgin. Then the serpent beguiled her.
Il a compris
and she wasn't a virgin anymore when she should have come to her husband.
Et il a été plus vierge.
And I'm scared of you spiritual Eve.
Et j'ai besoin
that you won't be a virgin when I present you to Christ.
Et vous étiez de vierge quand
because the serpent will beguile you like he beguiled Eve.
Et le serpent va vous étudier comme il a séduit.
So Paul, he has the revelation, but it's not his commission in that age. To fully expound that revelation. But when the prophet says, I preached what Paul preached, the serpent seed wasn't something new. The prophet comes and brings us full messages on the serpent seed. Because his ministry at the end was the mysteries of God. Was to tie up the loose ends. Was to fully reveal what the people had guessed at through the ages.
révélé complètement, c'est que
what hadn't yet fully been made known.
Deviné à travers les anges, c'est qu'il n'était pas dévoilé.
Brother Branham didn't preach anything that wasn't in the teachings of Paul.
Quelque chose autre qui n'était pas dans les enseignements.
Look in Hebrews chapter 5.
Regarde dans Hébreux chapitre 5.
I'll just give two examples.
Je vais donner deux exemples.
Just to show you, friends, don't underestimate Paul.
Ne faut pas sous-estimer Paul.
Paul knew the things we know.
Paul connaît.
The more you study Paul's writings,
vous étudiez cela,
the more you see that the message we believe.
Et plus vous allez voir que le message que
God was taking what Paul had introduced.
Dieu a pris ce que Paul a introduit.
And God was coming and fully unveiling it in the sage.
Dieu est venu complètement dévoilé dans cette.
But there's nothing that the prophet preached that Paul didn't preach.
Rien que le frère Branham a prêché que Paul n'avait pas prêché.
Beyond the curtain of time, I preached
temps,
what
dit,
Paul preached.
J'ai prêché ce que Paul a
prêché. And the people there said, "We're resting on that."
Et les gens ont dit, nous nous reposons.
That was
cela.
The hope of the believers there.
L'espoir des croyants.
Because you can't take or add to the original faith.
Parce que tu peux pas ajouter ou soustraire.
The faith that was once delivered to the saints by Paul.
A été une fois donné aux saints
in Hebrews chapter 5,
Hebreux chapitre 5,
verse 10,
verset 10,
he speaks about Melchizedek. We've spoken of this before.
De Melchizedek, on a parlé de
look
avant.
What he says. He's spoken a lot about Melchizedek in Hebrews.
Il parle beaucoup de Melchizedek dans Hebrews.
Verse 10, he says, called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
Il a été appelé de Dieu.
And he's speaking of Melchizedek in the days of his flesh, and that Jesus was a priest after the order of Melchizedek.
Et que Jésus étant le souverain sacrificateur selon l'ordre de
Melchizedek. Paul understood the mystery of Melchizedek.
Paul a compris l'ordre de Melchizedek.
But he never fully explained it to the people.
Il n'a pas expliqué complètement.
Look in the next verse, verse 11.
Regarde dans le verset suivant, le verset.
He says, "Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing that you are dull of hearing." For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So Paul says, I'd like to come and teach you about Melchizedek, but you're not able to bear it. But in our age, there comes a ministry which is commissioned to bring forth all the mystery of God. And the prophet comes and preaches, who is this
Melchizedek?
See, but it's nothing new. The prophet's introducing. He's just taking what Paul has introduced and coming in this age and fully expounding by divine revelation.
Par la révélation
divine. Those things that Paul knew.
Paul
knew who Melchizedek was.
Paul savait qui était Melchizedek.
Paul knew Melchizedek had to come back in the end.
Paul savait que Melchizedek.
But it wasn't his ministry in the first age.
Ce n'était pas son ministère dans
the mysteries of God wasn't Paul's ministry.
Le ministère de Dieu, ce n'était pas le ministère.
It's the ministry at the end.
C'est le tel ministère à la fin.
And that's why you'll find so many of those things. The more that you read. And we can really, really say, Brother Branham preached what Paul preached. But sometimes God, where he had said to Paul, don't say these things now. Just introduce them. In our age, it was the time of the unveiling. It's the time of the unsealing of all of these things.
And
Brother Branham's ministry was to come and unveil these things. Now, another example is the scripture that we've just read in Thessalonians. Paul tells us about the coming of the Lord. He tells us more than Jesus expounded. He says it's a threefold manner. There's going to be a shout, a voice, and a trumpet. But Paul never explains it beyond that. He never comes to expound to the first church age. Because it wasn't for them, in particular, to see the fullness of this coming.
Pour voir cette plénitude s'accomplir.
So Paul just introduces it. There's going to be a shout, a voice, a trump. That's how Christ is going to come. Then he says there'll be an apostasy, a falling away first. Then the man of sin will be revealed. The different concepts he brings up. But friends, in our age, God has sent us message after message after message.
The message,
expounding and unveiling and unsealing these things. And we leave these books on the shelf. And we allow our children to draw on them sometimes and things like that, friends. If you just realize what this message really is, it's a very great privilege God has given. great privilege.
Nous a donné un grand
privilège. Paul longed to say those things.
Dieu voulait, Paul voulait
but he
dire
wasn't
ces
permitted.
Choses.
He says, I saw things,
dit,
unspeakable things.
Pas
but
parler.
I wasn't allowed to utter them. It wasn't lawful for me to say those things.
Parce que ce pas
but in our age, a prophet is commissioned, go and say it all.
Dans notre âge,
go and tell it all.
Au prophète, va
that's going to give rapturing faith to his people. That's going to prepare a bride for a translation time.
Pour le temps de l'enlèvement.
So the prophet says, the ministry of the seventh messenger,
le ministère de
the last messenger,
le dernier
last
messager,
church age,
amen,
is the mysteries of God.
C'est le mystère de Dieu.
That's why he had to come and unveil all of these things to us. Because that's his ministry.
Parce que c'est son ministère.
So Paul speaks of it.
Paul qui parle.
John saw the coming of the Lord.
Jean a vu la venue du Seigneur.
Let's look in Revelation 10.
Regardons dans Apocalypse chapitre 10.
John sees his coming.
Jean a vu sa venue.
Which is our day.
Et qui est notre jour.
Revelation 10.
Apocalypse
but 10. He sees it as a symbol.
Et il a vu cela comme des symboles.
In a symbol form.
Dans une façon symbolique.
John 10, Revelation 10 verse 1.
Apocalypse 10 verset 1.
To those people that are new.
Pour ceux qui sont nouveaux.
Just keep coming.
You'll
understand these things.
Vous allez comprendre ces choses.
These are wonderful things in God's word.
Ce sont des choses merveilleuses dans la
these aren't milk.
Ça, ce n'est pas du lait.
Paul says they're strong meat.
Paul dit c'est la nourriture
to
du
them that are of age.
Pour ceux qui sont
that are coming to maturity.
Qui arrivent à la maturité.
Chapter 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. This is Christ.
Ça, c'est Christ, hein?
With a covenant, the rainbow above him.
Avec, l'alliance,
Jesus is God's covenant with man.
Jésus, c'est l'alliance de Dieu
God
avec
made his covenant with Christ.
Dieu a fait son alliance avec Christ.
He is the royal seed of Abraham.
Il est la semence royale d'Abraham.
And every blessing we receive,
et n'importe quelle bénédiction que
salvation,
le salut,
the fullness of redemption,
la plénitude de la rédemption,
is because of Christ.
Amen.
Because God established his covenant with Christ.
A établi son alliance avec
the
Christ,
only perfect one that ever lived.
Le seul parfum qui a
the
jamais
God-man.
Vécu. Dieu, homme,
Christ Jesus.
Et Christ Jésus.
God established his covenant with him.
A établi son alliance avec
and
lui.
The covenant price
et l'alliance et le prix
was fully paid at Calvary.
A été complètement payé au Calvary.
And the price of our redemption
le prix de notre rédemption
was the blood of Christ.
C'était le sang de Christ.
Not the blood of bulls and goats.
C'était pas le sang des animaux,
but the blood of Christ himself.
Mais c'est le sang de Christ lui-même.
So he is the covenant Christ.
Et lui, il est l'alliance.
And if you read in Revelation 1, you will see the same depiction of Jesus coming to John. With his face shining like the sun.
Sa face était en train de luire comme
but
le
this
soleil,
isn't Jesus coming
ça, ce n'est pas Jésus qui vient
in his physical form.
Amen. Dans sa forme physique.
This is Jesus coming
et c'est Jésus qui vient
in the form that he was
forme qu'il était
before he was Jesus.
Avant qu'il puisse être Jésus.
Before he came and was born
avant
of a virgin.
Qu'il puisse naître d'une vierge.
This is the Logos himself.
Et ça, c'est le logo lui-même.
This is the Word himself.
Amen. Ça, c'est la parole.
This is the way God revealed himself
Amen.
To Adam.
Amen. Ça, c'est la façon
the way God revealed himself to Moses.
Et c'est la façon dont Dieu
and Moses saw
Moïse.
The back part of a man.
Amen. Moïse a vu
this
la partie
is the
derrière
same one
homme.
Who revealed himself to
ça,
Paul in the pillar of fire.
Chez Paul dans la colonne de feu.
In the Alpha Age, the
Amen. Dans l'ange de l'Alpha.
He comes back
et il revient encore une fois
in the last age
dans le dernier âge
to prepare a people
pour préparer un peuple
for the fullness of his coming.
Amen. Pour la plénitude
he himself has got to descend
et il doit descendre lui-même
to prepare his people
pour préparer son peuple.
And Alleluia. Look what happens in verse 4.
Amen.
Verse 3.
Qui se passe dans verset 3.
He cries with a loud voice, verse
Amen.
3. And he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Amen.
God's voice thunders
le
seven times.
Dieu,
God's voice is always a thunder. So God la says something. Seven things.
Bam, bam, bam. This is
symbols. Revelation is a book of symbols.
Directement, l'Apocalypse, c'est le livre des symboles.
And John, verse 4,
Jean,
says, when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write it down. So John heard what those thunders said.
Jean a entendu ce que ces tonnerres.
He was going to write it down.
Et il voulait écrire ça.
Because he was commissioned in the book of Revelation, write down everything that you see.
Dans le livre d'Apocalypse, écrit tout ce qu'il voit.
But it wasn't for
Amen.
That age
et ce n'était
to
pas
understand what those thunders said.
Pour comprendre ce qui était ce tonnerre.
So the voice says, verse 4.
Et la voix dit, verset 4.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not.
Il faut sceller ces choses et ne les crédit pas.
So John saw the coming of Christ.
Et Jean a vu la venue
du Seigneur. And saw the various things which we'll see later on, which take place at his coming.
Qui devrait prendre place dans sa venue.
And John said, "Let me write this down."
Et Jean dit, laisse-moi écrire.
And Christ said, "No."
Et Christ dit non.
Seal up those things.
Il faut sceller ces choses.
Don't write them down now.
Il ne faut pas les écrire maintenant.
There's someone going to come at the end.
Il y a quelqu'un qui doit venir.
And he's going to have the commission.
Il y aura la commission.
To unseal that which was sealed.
Pour dévoiler ce qui était voilé.
He's going to come and tell us what those seven thunders say in the season that we need it, at the second coming of Christ. So he's told to seal up. Let's go back to the Old Testament. Daniel saw the coming of Christ. In Daniel chapter 11, Daniel saw the same thing.
Daniel a vu la même chose.
In fact, Daniel chapter 12. Let's go to 12.
Daniel chapitre 12. Hein?
Daniel heard certain things and saw certain things.
Il a entendu certaines choses et il a vu certaines choses.
But look what he was commissioned once he had seen it. He's taken right to the
regarde
time of the end.
Commissionné.
And he says in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, the Lord said to Daniel, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end." Mm-hmm. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, listen now, and behold, there stood other two, one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the other side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, "How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that lives forever and ever, it shall be for time, times and a half. That's exactly Revelation chapter 10. You see, there's an angel, mighty angel. And he puts up his hand and he swears to heaven. Revelations 10, time shall be no more. Revelations 11, to the Jews, there's 3.5 years left. There shall be time, times and a half a time. But Daniel sees the same thing. He sees the coming of the Lord. But he's told Daniel, shut up those things. Seal them up.
Amen.
Don't say what you've seen here. Don't give the full explanation. But he's told to seal it to the time of the end. So we're going to have something come in the end to unseal those things. And God only makes his mysteries known, the Bible says, to his servants, the prophets. So there's going to have to be a prophet come at the end. Not just an apostle or a messenger. Or whatever. But it's going to need the office of a prophet to come to fulfill these scriptures and to unseal these things at the time of the end. So all through the ages, men have seen this coming. It's been typed in parables. It's been explained in various ways. Paul, he saw it. Unfolded some of it to us. John, he saw it. He was told, seal up those things. He showed us just the vision that he saw. Daniel saw it right back there. He was told, seal it up to the time of the end. But it's got to be unsealed, friends. And all through the ages, this mystery was veiled. And then in our age, God sends a prophet to unveil it. Here's the rapture message. Friends, that which all of them spoke of in the past, but never fully understood, God sent a humble man in this age, commissioned by the pillar of fire. And this message, the rapture, he makes known so clearly, so scripturally,
amen,
that which was hidden through all those
years. Amen.
He comes to make known the order of his coming. The conditions for the rapture. What will happen before? And how will he come? And that's an amazing thing. And we take these books, like I say sometimes, and they gather dust. And God will say, but I gave you such riches. But we read our newspapers and we read our magazines and we spend time, so much time on Facebook and Twitter. And we're following things from the world. And yet God gives us great spiritual riches, friends. That if you just take them out
and
pray Get ourselves in the spirit of revelation once again. God will quicken you. God will show things to you that for 2,000 years the church was longing to see. And God sends a prophet in this age. And look at this. Let's look at a couple of scriptures that Jesus says. I'll just skip a little bit here. Look at this. God sends a prophet. He sees a vision. He comes and tells the people his vision. He says, "The Lord, I saw him sending seven angels coming to give me a new commission." And he said, they formed like the shape of a pyramid. And the prophet comes, goes to Arizona, in the desert, end of 1962, beginning of
63,
and God sends seven angels to commission his prophet, to come and preach the seven seals, to come and preach that which was sealed. And a great cloud forms, 30 miles high, 28 miles across. And this is from Life magazine, this picture. And Life magazine packs it and says, great ring of mystery. They said, we don't understand. It was too high. There's no moisture at that height. We don't understand how this cloud formed. It was a ring of mystery. Look what at the scripture I put there. Jesus said, one of the signs of his coming. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud.
Et ils verront le fils de l'homme venir dans la nuée.
Sometimes he speaks of the clouds. That's different. But he's very specific, Jesus. He says, you will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, look up. Lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing nigh. It's not yet. But this is a sign that redemption is drawing nigh. When you see the Son of Man coming in a cloud. So that's how the cloud was. So we'll just turn it around. And we'll see the face in the cloud.
Nous allons voir la face dans la nuée.
And then we take Hoffman's head of Christ.
Si vous prenez la photo d'Hoffman,
when the prophet saw Jesus in a vision,
he
came back down
and
said, I saw him.
He
said, the closest I ever saw was when
Hoffman
painted Christ at 30, which is the picture that's in the middle there. And you take that and you put it in, and it's perfect. Even down to his garment, the way it was painted, his beard, the shadow of his beard. Look, the shadow of his beard. You can't see it so clearly on the slide, but his eyes and his nose. You see the Son of Man coming in a cloud. And in Revelation 10, and I saw another mighty angel coming down, the covenant angel, clothed with a cloud. Friends, the problem with scriptures when they're fulfilled in our age, we're expecting some big something. That it must be the Vatican that announces it at a news conference with all the world's press being there. That's not how God works, friends. When John the Baptist came and Jesus says, of men born of women, there was never anyone greater than John.
Personne plus grand que Jean.
The majority, 99.9% of people, thought he was just a crazy man standing in the mud, dressed in camel skins, eating locusts and honey, the Bible said. But Jesus says, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Friends, these things are very significant. We'll see it as we get further into the series. But these are the signs of his coming. These are things that he's trying to wake his people up. And say, consider the time and the age that you're living in. Now, in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16, it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. So we always had it in our minds that this is a single sudden event that is going to descend, and there's going to be a shout and a voice and a trump. But that's not what it means.
Amen.
Ce n'est pas ce That's que not what it says.
Amen. Ce n'est pas ce que cela est dit.
In Luke chapter 10,
dans Luc chapitre 10,
the same word, the Lord shall descend. Let me show you the same word where it's used elsewhere in the New Testament. Luke 10, verse
30.
This is exactly the same word as the Lord shall descend. Luke 10, verse 30. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down, descended from Jerusalem to Jericho. So it wasn't like he was just in Jerusalem and then suddenly, phew, he was in Jericho. He descended because it was down to Jericho. But there was a process. He had to pass certain milestones. Certain things would take place. He would see certain things telling him he's getting near. And eventually he gets to Jericho. So when it says the Lord shall descend, this is a process. This isn't something which is just like that. We'll find it in Mark chapter 3. Look. Mark chapter 3, verse 22. When the Lord himself descends.
Mark 3,
verse
22.
Same word again. Verse 22. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem, they descended from Jerusalem. Same word. Said he has Beelzebub. So they came from Jerusalem to where he was. It was a process. It was a sequence of events. They started here. And they went through a process. And it ended up there. Exactly the same as in our age. The coming of the Lord. It's a process. It has a beginning point.
Amen.
And it has an end point.
Amen.
But Paul is telling us, there's a threefold unfolding of this process. Paul saw it first, there's going to be a shout. Then there's going to be a voice. And then there's going to be the last trump. And there's going to be the resurrection. And the living will be gathered with the dead in Christ. And they'll be caught up through this process to meet him in the air. That's why I said sometimes we've thought of things a certain way all our lives. That when somebody comes to show you scripturally what it is, and God sends a prophet to vindicate it in this age, it's not easy to swallow. Brother Lee Vail, who just passed away last month. He was with the prophet. He was in the rapture message when the prophet preached it. And he said, when the prophet said that, explain the shout, the voice, the trumpet, there's three separate events. Brother Lee Vail said, it can't be. Then he corrected himself and said, but this man's never been wrong before. And then he considered it. And he searched the scriptures.
Amen.
And he saw it indeed it's so.
Amen.
Now I'm going to read from the rapture message.
Je vais lire du message de l'enlèvement.
Paragraph 129.
Paragraph
the prophets just read 1 Thessalonians.
Le prophète, juste après avoir
the shout, the voice, the trump.
Le cri et la
We've
voix
spoken
et la
of prophète. How is Christ going to come?
Nous parlons comment Christ va venir.
What are the signs of his coming?
Qu'est-ce que sont les
how can we as believers have a confidence to know
comment nous, comme croyants, on peut avoir confiance pour connaître
that his coming is at hand?
Que sa venue
est that the resurrection is near.
Après, que sa résurrection
that the rapture is upon us.
Et que l'enlèvement est sur nous.
He says, now,
il dit maintenant,
I want you to notice a great thing takes place here in Thessalonians.
Une grande chose en train de prendre place.
He says, don't miss the scene.
Il ne faut pas marquer ceci,
notice. The word says in 2 Thessalonians,
la parole a dit dans 2 Thessalonians,
three things has to happen
trois choses doivent
before the Lord himself appears.
Avant que le Seigneur lui-même puisse paraître.
So he's going to come down and do certain
Amen.
Things, but he's not going to appear.
Amen. Il va venir faire certaines choses, mais il ne va pas apparaître.
Then he's going to appear.
Quand il va apparaître,
you see, this is the coming of the Lord.
Ça,
this is the process of him coming.
Ça, c'est le processus de sa venue.
He says a shout, a voice, a trumpet.
La trompette et la voix.
Three things happened.
Trois choses se passent.
And they have to happen before Jesus appears.
Cela doit se passer avant que Jésus puisse arriver.
And Jesus does all three of them.
Et Jésus fait ces trois.
while he's descending.
Pendant qu'il est en train de descendre.
So when we find the pillar of fire, there's the picture there above the prophet.
La colonne de feu au-dessus du
returning prophet, in this age.
Retourner dans cet âge, hein?
And then we see the cloud.
Et nous voyons la nuée.
And a commissioning of a prophet.
Et la commission des prophètes.
These are very significant events.
Des événements significants,
spiritually speaking.
Spirituellement parlant,
because the pillar of fire
parce que la colonne
was not seen among the believers for 2,000 years.
Les croyants, pendant 2000 ans.
The pillar of fire accompanied Paul.
La colonne de feu qui a accompagné Paul.
Remember Paul when he was in the shipwreck?
Paul, quand il était dans les naufrages.
When he saw that, when they were in the big storm.
Et quand il était dans les grands,
and he says, do not fear, be of good cheer.
Il dit, ne faut pas avoir peur.
For the Lord in whom I believe
parce que le Seigneur
has
moi,
sent
crois,
his angel.
Il a envoyé ses anges,
and he stood before me this
il
night.
S'est tenu devant moi cette nuit,
and said, do not fear, Paul.
Et dit, que n'ayez pas peur, Paul.
You will stand before Caesar.
Et vous allez vous tenir devant César.
So Christ, the pillar of fire, sent his angel to Paul, would come and reveal things to him. In our age, the Omega age, the pillar of fire came back, and an angel would step out of that pillar of fire and reveal things to his prophet. Friends, it's nothing new. That's exactly what happened to Paul, would happen in this age. Because he preached only what Paul preached. He's come to fulfill and complete that which Paul has begun the race with.
C'est lui qui a commencé le repos avec.
So the prophet says Jesus does.
Le prophète dit que Jésus fait ça.
He says, what is a shout?
Il dit, quel est un cri? Quel est le cri?
It's a message going forth.
Amen. C'est le message qui va
first,
être premièrement,
the living bread of life,
le pain de vie,
to bring forth the bride.
Pour faire sortir l'époux.
So Christ can't just come.
Et Christ
and
peut
friends,
pas venir.
There's thousands of denominations.
Il y a beaucoup de
there's confusion
de
among the Christian world. Nobody's ready for his coming.
Il y a personne qui est prêt pour sa venue.
He has to first come and prepare his people.
Il doit d'abord venir préparer son peuple.
Let's go back to his first coming.
Et rentrons dans sa première venue.
He first sent John.
Il a envoyé premièrement Jean.
And he commissioned John.
Et il a commissionné Jean.
And he anointed John.
Et il a oint Jean.
With the spirit of Elijah.
Et je pense que le spirit d'Élie.
And John went forth.
Et Jean est allé.
He was a voice crying in the world.
Il était la voix de celui
there was a shout that went forth.
Il y avait le cri qui était entré de
a message that John had.
Un message que Jean
telling exactly what was to come.
De dire exactement ce qui devrait venir.
He said, he that comes after me is preferred before
moi,
me.
Il est plus grand que moi.
He's standing in your midst now.
Il est en train de se tenir dans votre
I'm not worthy to unloose his shoes.
Je suis pas même pas digne de
he's going to come with a fan in his hand. He's going to purge his floor.
Il va piriger ses pommes.
Gather the wheat to the gun.
Il va rassembler le blé pour
burn the chaff with unquenchable
et il
fire.
Va briller les épines.
John had a powerful message.
C'est un message puissant.
And that message went forth.
Ce message est allé.
Outside of all of the religious systems of that day.
Hors de tous les systèmes religieux de ce jour-là.
The Pharisees and them.
Les pharisiens.
They were just following their traditions.
Ils étaient en train de suivre leur
their traditions.
Leur tradition.
Lots of man-made traditions.
Il y avait beaucoup de traditions qui ont été
Jesus said, you by your traditions.
Jésus dit qu'à part tes
make the word of God of none effect.
Vous avez rendu la parole de Dieu sans effet.
That makes so much of man's things
ils
into the things of God.
Beaucoup de choses des hommes.
Until God had to bypass pass it all.
Et que Dieu devrait contourner cela.
Send a prophet in the wilderness.
Envoyer un prophète dans le désert.
A simple, humble man.
Un homme humble et simple.
And he vindicated that
et
man.
Il a confirmé cet
and
homme.
That man blasted with a
et
message.
Cet homme a, est venu avec un
and that was the shout before the first coming of Christ.
Le cri avant la
a message going forth to gather
Amen.
The bride
aller rassembler
before Christ himself would come.
Avant que Christ lui-même puisse venir.
It's going to be the same in this age.
Ça doit être la même chose
God will have to do something for us, friends,
doit permettre de faire
to gather his scattered sheep,
afin qu'il puisse rassembler
to bring us from confusion.
Nous faire sortir de la confusion.
From Babel, because it's become
Babel,
a Babel. Revelation 18.
Babel,
come out of her, my people. Be not partake of her sins. Lest you be partaker of her plagues. That's the call at the end. Come out. In that age, John the Baptist was outside of it all, standing
Jean,
in the Jordan. And the people had to come out.
Et les gens devraient sortir.
Come down to where he was.
Et sortir de là
and
où
they submitted themselves, the bride of that age.
Et se soumettre, et même
submitted themselves under that message, were
et
baptized in the baptism of John.
Et baptisés au nom de baptême
and were prepared by his message.
Et préparés par son message.
And then they went and walked with Christ
et
in the age.
Marcher avec Christ dans
and it's never going to be different, friends.
Ça ne sera pas
it's never going to be different.
Amen. Ça ne sera pas
the prophet says, the shout. It's a message going forth first.
Le prophète dit que le Christ,
the living bread of life,
qui nous a prêché le pain vivant,
to bring forth the bride.
Pour faire sortir le pain.
So God first has to gather the living.
Premièrement, il doit d'abord rassembler le vivant,
bring them together.
Le mettre ensemble.
From the scattered places.
Des places éparpillées.
From the four winds of the earth.
Des quatre coins.
He's going to send the shout, the message.
Il doit envoyer d'abord le cri.
Wheresoever his children are.
Amen. Partout là où se retrouvent.
Jesus said, "My sheep will hear my voice."
Jésus dit, mes brebis.
He'll gather his people unto himself by the shout. He says the first thing, when he starts descending from heaven, the process of his coming, there's a shout. It's a message to get the people together. A message comes forth first. It's lamp trimming time. Rise and trim your lamps. So he points us to Matthew 25. Let's look at Matthew 25. Jesus speaking of his coming. What did Jesus say will happen at the time of his coming? He tells us in the parable of the foolish virgin. Matthew 25, he says in verse 1, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So it's a time when the bridegroom Christ is coming. It's time for the virgins, the Christians, to go forth and meet him. But what happens? Verse 5, they all slept. They weren't in any condition to meet him. Verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried through 2,000 years, they all slumbered and slept. Verse 6, and at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. That's the message of the hour. First is a shout.
Amen.
It's lamp trimming time. It's to prepare the people. Shake yourselves. Get the oil. Trim your lamps. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Can you see? God never breaks his order. There has to be something blast forth. A scriptural vindicated voice. That God will back up. And there's many places. He says it's Malachi 4 time. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. It's very scriptural. He says all those prophecies perfectly set in order for this day in the scriptures. And we're living right there. And him who has ears to hear and him who has eyes to see, it is so clear. That the process of his coming, the cycle, the rapture cycle has already started. When the shout went forth, the message of the hour, when the Son of Man himself, the Logos, came with an open book to a prophet, an unsealed book, and he was clothed in a cloud, and a message went forth. That was the shout.
Ça, c'était le cri.
So once that starts,
une fois que ça commence,
you ain't going to stop it
vous n'allez pas vous arrêter
until it finishes the cycle.
Jusqu'à tête que vous
but there's still two more things that need to take place.
Et qui doit prendre place aussi.
The first thing was a shout.
La première étant le cri.
Then the Apostle Paul said there'll be the voice
dit, il y aura une voix
of the archangel.
De
the voice.
La voix.
And then a trumpet.
Et la trompette.
Shout a messenger getting the people ready.
Le cri, c'est le message.
The living.
Les gens, le vivant.
Friends, we need to be ready.
Et nous devons être prêts.
He says, the second is then the voice of the resurrection.
La deuxième, c'est la voix de la résurrection.
So once he's finished with us who are alive and remain, like Paul said, once the bride is ready,
une fois que l'épouse est prête,
the living saints.
Les saints vivants.
Then the voice goes to the dead in Christ.
Et la voix va aller chez le mort à Christ.
The voice of the resurrection.
La voix de la résurrection.
To wake the sleeping saints.
Amen. Pour réveiller les
to bring them
dorment.
Forth.
Pour les amener.
Let's go back to 2 Thessalonians 4. For those people that are looking confused. Let's just read that again. Just to show this is exactly the order.
Amen. Ça, exactly
of what Paul is telling us.
De ce que Paul est en train de nous dire.
Verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. We say descend. It can be a process. from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And we shall ever be with the Lord. So something's got to come to bring the dead out, friends. The dead in Christ have to rise at the time of the first resurrection. But we saw it last week. Paul says, some of us shall not see death. I show you a great mystery, he said. But we shall be changed. Then the prophet says, the voice of the resurrection. The same voice. A loud voice.
Une voix forte.
In St. John 11:38.
Jean, chapitre 11, verset 38.
Now we'll take St. John and we'll finish with that.
Je vais prendre Jean,
John 11. So the prophet's telling us if we go to John 11,
le prophète dit que si nous avons Jean 11,
we're going to find exactly this process there.
Nous allons trouver
He's pointing us in. The voice was in John 11. The same voice that's going to waken the dead in Christ at the end is the same voice we find in John 11. Now, John 11 is a wonderful story. You can take it in different ways. It's the story of Lazarus and Mary and Martha. Now, let's not forget, they were all one family. And one of them died. Lazarus, and he was laid in the tomb. And then part of the same family was still alive. So the story has the dead and the living. But the dead are still in the graves. And the living aren't yet ready to believe for the resurrection. Something's going to have to help these living, Mary and Martha, to believe. To quicken them so they can believe for Lazarus to come forth in the resurrection. And when you get to the end of this story, there's going to be a uniting time. The whole family is gathered together. The dead, Lazarus, is brought back to the living. And chapter 12, verse 1, they have a feast with Jesus. Lazarus, Martha, Mary, they had a feast. But something's got to deal with the living first. Now let's look at the order of this in this chapter. Now look what it says. Go a little bit further down. We'll skip some of these things. Let's read in verse 20. Jesus has come. Lazarus is 4 days in the grave. Yeah? Verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming. So Jesus is coming. What's he coming for in this chapter? He's coming for a resurrection. That's what he's coming for. He's anointed for the resurrection. He's coming to unite the whole family together again. Friends, our family is in the grave. Paul is in the grave. Luther is in the grave. Many of the saints of our family, the body of Christ, in the grave. But Christ is coming. What for? To unite the family again. There's going to be a family reunion. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. We're going to see them. They're going to see us. Then we're going to be changed to the marriage supper under the trump, which is the last of the three things. So Jesus comes now. Now, let's remember, Jesus has seen the vision of it beforehand. He's seen the whole thing in a vision.
Il a vu toute la chose dans la vision.
He says it when he prays. Father, thank you that you've already heard me.
Père, je te remercie parce que tu m'as
so Jesus is coming, walking in the vision.
Jésus est en train de venir marchant dans la vision.
But you know how visions work.
Et comment le vision marche?
A vision never comes to place
le vision ne prend pas
until
place.
Every piece is exactly in the right place.
Chaque pièce soit dans la place correcte.
And Jesus in the vision,
Jésus dans la
he
vision.
Sees Mary and Martha
et il vit Marie et Martha
at the tomb.
À la tombe.
And they have to move the stone.
Ils devraient d'abord ôter la
so pierre. They have to be gathered, brought to the tomb, and they have a part to play.
La tombe, et faire jouer leur rôle.
And as soon as they play their part,
aussi vite qu'ils ont joué leur rôle,
the living finish what they're supposed to do.
Le vivant termine ce qu'il devrait terminer à faire.
Jesus says the vision's ready now.
Jésus dit que la vision est prête maintenant.
Calls forth, Lazarus, come forth.
Lazare sort maintenant.
And the dead in Christ they rise.
Et les morts à Christ se sont ressuscités.
And they come and they're united with the living.
Et voici, ils se sont unis avec le vivant.
In the coming of the Lord.
Dans la venue du Seigneur.
So Martha,
she hears
a message.
Martha, pardon, elle avait un message.
She's sad.
Elle était triste.
She's not in the condition yet for
elle
the resurrection.
Pas encore dans les conditions pour la résurrection.
She's down there amongst all the Job's comforters and they're weeping and all those things.
Parmi tous les gens qui étaient en train de pleurer.
And Jesus comes.
Et Jésus est venu.
And then a message comes.
Et un message
to her.
Pour elle.
And someone comes and tells her a message.
Et quelqu'un est venu à dire un message.
Do you know that he's come?
Vous savez qu'il vient?
Do you know that he's come?
Vous savez qu'il vient?
And she takes new hope.
Elle a pris un espoir.
And it says, as soon as she heard verse 20 that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. So she realized first the day that they were living in. She went into the presence of the resurrection. Jesus himself came. In this story, Jesus comes in his physical body as a man. In our age, he comes in the pillar of fire. But he's come. We've seen his picture. He commissioned a prophet. He came with an unsealed book. In that spiritual sense, he's come. Now we're waiting for him to come in his corporal body. That's what you're waiting for at the climax of all things. But he comes spiritually first to prepare the living. And he speaks to Martha. And Martha now starts to come out of the condition she was. And she starts coming into a condition that she starts to realize that, yay, some mighty things, there's a potential taking place in this age. Because the Master has come. So she now goes. And he speaks to Mary. It says, sorry, I'm just trying to find the verse. You know, she speaks, look in verse 24. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. So he reveals himself, I'm the resurrection. You are standing in the presence of the resurrection. And all things are possible. It's possible for those dead to come out of there. Because the Son of Man has come. And he has the vision of the resurrection to fulfill. And he's anointed now to bring forth this resurrection. Verse 29. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly. Sorry, verse 28. And when she had said, so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. You see, God has to gather everybody, friends, that's in the vision. Some people will come before other people. Some people will come to realization of what's taking place before other people. But the voice of the resurrection couldn't go forth until everybody that was in the vision was in their position. And it's the same in our age. The prophet says, what is he waiting for? He's waiting for the last one to come in. The last of the family must come. The last of the living must come to their position. And there's one final thing which we'll finish with that it's waiting for. So the message is now sent to Mary. The Master has come. 1963, the mighty angel has come. The seals have been unveiled. The third pool is on the seal. You see, the message comes to her. Mighty things have been done. And she has to come out of that condition that she is. Down there weeping and mourning. And she has to come out and come to where he is. Because he has a provided place of worship. His anointing, the prophet says, is on the message of his coming. And it says in verse 29, look how she was quickened. As soon as she heard that the Master was calling for her, she arose quickly and came to him. Friends, everyone will be gathered by the shout. All of the family are going to be gathered. None of the family are going to be left behind. Some will come quicker than others. But don't look down on Mary. She came later, but she then went and anointed Jesus' feet with the oil and anointed him for his burial, remember? It was that same Mary of Bethany, the Bible says. The sister of Lazarus. So she gets so much into the vision later, she comes and breaks the oil and anoints him. And Jesus says, she's anointed me for my death. So she comes and plays her part down the way as well. Everyone has a part to play. And then it says in verse 32, then when Mary was come where Jesus was. Friends, that's a wonderful thing.
Ça, c'est merveilleux.
We've come to where Jesus is, friends. Let me tell you the truth.
Là où Jésus, hein?
And if you get prayed up, you'll realize
si
that.
Priez, vous allez comprendre cela.
This great pillar of fire,
cette grande colonne de feu,
who came down and vindicated his prophet,
descendu et a confirmé son
he's prophet. Still doing his work.
Il continue toujours à
he's
faire
still completing travail. The work of the shout.
Il continue toujours à faire l'œuvre
because
de
he does it himself.
C'est parce que lui, il a faim lui-même,
he's right? Calling for the family.
Il est en train d'appeler
he's
la famille.
Gathering the family.
Il est en train de rassembler la
famille. From the east and the west.
De l'est et de l'ouest.
The north and the south.
Du nord et du
the
sud.
Song says, all the rainbow trout.
Are
gathered by the shout.
Ils sont rassemblés par le cri.
And that's what's taken place.
And
that's why we're still here.
Et c'est pourquoi nous sommes toujours
because
ici.
Not all the family that's alive
y a d'autres familles qui sont
has yet been gathered to Jesus.
Qui ne sont pas encore rassemblés à Jésus.
Has been gathered to the resurrection and life message that we believe.
Message
Jesus himself.
Jésus lui-même.
So she came to where Jesus was, verse 32. And she saw him. And she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died.
Si and so forth. Ici, mon frère ne devrait pas mourir.
And Jesus now starts to minister to her.
Jésus commençait maintenant à la
and as she stays there in the presence of the resurrection and the life,
la présence de la résurrection et de
she
la vie,
starts to be transformed as well.
Elle commençait à être transformée.
And she starts to be quickened to believe
elle commençait à être vivifiée
for things that she couldn't believe before.
Des choses qu'elle ne pouvait pas croire.
Then finally,
et finalement,
they take him to the tomb.
Et ils ont amené là.
And he says, verse 39,
verset 39,
Jesus said, take ye away the stone.
La pierre.
He couldn't do it
il ne pouvait pas
according
faire.
To the vision,
et c'est là la vision
of the resurrection.
De la résurrection.
They had to do it.
Il devrait le faire.
And nothing could take place until they did what they were supposed
il
to
rien
do.
Qui pouvait faire prendre place si ne
here
ne
was the voice was on the scene, ready now
c'était la voix qui était maintenant sur la scène
to cry out to the voice of the resurrection to bring forth Lazarus.
La voix de la résurrection pour amener Lazare.
But Mary and Martha had to first get into the right condition
Marie et Marthe devaient
and play their part, no matter how simple that it was.
Jouer leur partie, peu importe
whatever part they had to fulfill in the vision, they needed to fulfill that part.
Dans la vision, ils
devraient and friend, I'll ask you, where are you in the vision?
Je vais vous demander où êtes-vous
some
dans
people
la vision.
Long left the vision. They've got the vision of business. They've got the vision of the empires of this world, friends. There's only one vision we should be trying to line up with. That's the vision of the resurrection.
C'est la vision
the
de
vision
la
of the body change.
C'est la vision des changements
the vision that the master has come and he's called us to do something for him.
Venu, il nous appelle pour
he's gathered us to himself.
Il est en train de nous rassembler
he's anointed us and quickened us.
Il nous a oint, il nous a vivifié.
And he's waiting for us to fulfill
il
what we're supposed to fulfill.
Que nous sommes supposés
that's apporter. All under the shout.
Et c'est sous les cris.
That was the message that gathers the living to Jesus.
Qui a rassemblé le vivant à Jésus.
That was the shout.
Et ça, c'était le cri.
And then, verse 43.
Verset 43,
when everything was in place, look in verse 41, the way he prays.
Verset 41, regarde
then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. For I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people would stand by us, said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice. And the prophet says, the voice, the same voice,
amen.
John chapter 11, the voice of the resurrection.
C'est la voix de la résurrection.
And he cries with a loud voice. Now look how specific the voice is.
Regarde comment spécifique la voix.
The prophet says it's roll call time, the resurrection.
Et c'est là appelé.
It's the family.
Et c'est la famille.
He says, Lazarus come forth.
Lazare sort.
Sorry, I said that just to wake some people up.
Et c'est pour réveiller les autres.
Lazarus, come forth.
Lazare.
And the prophet says, if he didn't say Lazarus, everybody would have come forth.
Tout le monde
if he just said, come forth,
amen.
All the people who are dead would have come forth.
Sortir, tous les morts.
But at this resurrection of his coming,
cette résurrection de sa venue,
it's a specific people that come
c'est un
forth.
Peuple spécifique.
It's just the family that's going to come forth.
La famille.
Just Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth.
Lazare.
And wherever Lazarus was, down there in paradise, wherever he was, maybe with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who knows where he was. He has the summoning voice. And a man that was dead 4 days comes out of the tomb and is united with the living. And the dead rise. And the whole family is united together. And the prophet says, in our age, this was a shadow what we're reading now. verset que nous sommes. He says the dead must rise first.
Le mort doit ressusciter.
I'll read it to you. It says here.
Je vais vous lire. Il dit ici.
He says, getting the bride together first, the shout.
De prendre l'épouse, de mettre l'épouse ensemble, le cri.
He says then.
Et alors,
the resurrection,
la résurrection
of the dead,
des morts,
to be caught up with it,
pour être pris avec,
calling the people to the feast,
après d'appeler les gens dans la fête,
the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Les noces du mariage,
so it's a uniting time.
C'est le temps
we mariage. First have to be united
nous
to Christ.
Être unis à Christ.
And then when we're fully united with him,
quand nous sommes complètement unis
when those who are alive and remain are fully united with him, then the voice unites the dead in Christ with those who are alive. And then once the whole family is gathered, we go to the great feast. Look in chapter 12, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. And Martha served, and Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary the ointment. So the whole family was gathered at the supper.
La famille était ensemble.
Friends, it's really the order of the resurrection. This is exactly how he comes.
Et c'est comme ça qu'il vient.
And how privileged we are.
Et comment privilégiés nous sommes.
Because we heard a shout.
C'est parce que nous avons entendu.
And we've met him, friends.
Et nous l'avons rencontré.
We've met him.
Nous l'avons rencontré.
Spiritually.
Et spirituellement.
And how we're just waiting for him
et
to appear.
Comment nous attendons qu'il puisse
apparaître. We want to see him who's called
nous
us.
Nous devons le voir celui qui nous.
Remember on the way to Emmaus, they were walking with him, but they didn't know who they were walking with.
Tout le monde était en train de marcher avec lui, mais il ne savait
pas. And he had to come and start to unveil the scriptures concerning himself. And then their eyes were open and they knew him and they said, oh, that's what this all means. He's not dead, he's risen from the dead. Now, friends, I'm going to close in 5 minutes here. But there's one more
condition
for the rapture. We've had the shout. God has sent a prophet. A message has gone forth. There's the gathering of the eagles. The gathering of the family around. The body word of the Son of Man. The message of the hour. The living bread. That's taking place all around the world. In all nations. We're waiting for the last one to come in. The last of the family to hear that voice. There's a shout. But there's one more thing.
Mais y a une autre chose.
Is we have to come to maturity.
Nous devons arriver à la maturité.
We have to come to maturity.
Nous devons arriver à la maturité.
That's what he's waiting for. He can't take the wheat into the garner while it's still green.
Pendant qu'il y a encore des verres.
It's got to be golden brown.
Il doit y avoir or.
He's got to get us like Mary and Martha into a certain condition.
Comme Marie et Martha dans certaines conditions.
And then the dead could come
et
forth.
Alors, les morts puissent ressusciter.
And how did Mary and Martha get into that
et
condition?
Comment ils sont arrivés dans cette condition?
They stood in his presence.
Ils se sont tenus dans sa présence.
They were in the presence of the
ils étaient
sun.
Dans la présence du soleil.
They were in the presence of the resurrection
dans la
and the
présence
life.
De la résurrection et
listen
la vie.
What the prophet says.
Écoutez ce que le prophète
if you search the message
et si vous cherchez
and you just message, take that term, the presence of the sun.
Et vous prenez la présence du soleil.
The prophet speaks of that 18 times.
Le prophète a parlé cela
15 times in the last year of his ministry, 1965.
Et c'est 80 fois.
Et 15 times at the end of his ministry.
50 fois à la fin de son ministère.
In invisible union.
Dans l'union invisible.
He says we're at the end time.
Nous sommes au temps de la fin.
So what does it have to do now?
Et qu'est-ce que nous devons faire maintenant?
Lay in the presence of the sun to be ripened. That's exact. The word to be ripened into your heart. To bring forth what we're talking about. Friends, we talk about it. But while we're still green, we just talk about it. But when we start becoming mature, when we lay in his presence, when we let it become real to us, the things we believe, the proof of maturity is in your life. You start to bring forth the things that you talk about. But it surprises me, friends. We had an officers meeting on Friday, and we were speaking of gossip.
On était en train de
in certain
de
areas of the church,
et dans certaines places de l'église,
people who gossip are plenty green, friends.
Les gens qui sont en train de médiser,
we're not saying they're not wheat,
ils
but they're de not bringing forth what
mais
we talk about.
Pas en train d'amener les choses que nous parlons.
That's immaturity.
Ça, c'est l'immaturité.
When you find people gossiping about other people,
les gens qui sont en train de parler contre les
shame
autres
on
personnes,
those people.
Honte à ces gens-là.
I'm so glad the majority of the church doesn't do it.
La majorité de l'église ne fait pas ça.
And of all the people that have come to me recently, telling me of various gossip among people.
Ils m'ont dit des gens qui sont en train de
the Bible
parler
said
contre
it should be
autres.
Silly woman.
La Bible
but
dit
it's many brothers in our church that have been caught up in gossiping and saying things that they shouldn't.
Dans ces choses et qui ne devraient pas
friends,
dire les choses qu'ils ont dit.
We're under a vision of
nous sommes sous la vision de cet âge.
We need to lay in his presence.
Nous devons mettre
so
dans,
that
aller
this
dans sa présence.
Changes from just being here
et il se doit changer
until it
ici,
gets to here.
Jusqu'à tel
and
point
you'll
que
know it's getting
entrer,
here.
Et que cela
that you're getting mature
et que nous sommes devenus
when you start bringing forth the things that we speak about.
Les choses que nous parlons.
We've read the quote so many
nous
times.
Avons lu la situation plusieurs
if somebody
fois,
does evil against
si
you,
quelque chose
don't tell
toi,
anybody.
Ne faut pas dire personne.
What do people do? They tell everybody.
Et qu'est-ce que les gens
they
disent,
tell their wife, they tell their children, they tell the new people in the church.
Aux gens nouveaux à l'église.
Friends, that's plenty
et
green.
Ça, c'est beaucoup de vert.
We need to bring forth what
nous
we're talking about.
Faire sortir ce que nous
and the
parlons.
Only way is to lay in the presence
la
of the Son
façon, c'est aller dans
so
la
that it bathes the greenness, the immaturity
et que cela
out.
Puisse ôter tout cela.
The prophet says,
et
take them
dit,
to the throne in
dit,
prayer.
Et dans
don't tell anybody.
Ne faut pas dire à personne.
The prophet says, if I do something
et
you don't agree with,
si je fais quelque chose,
come to me privately.
Venez à moi en privé.
Friends, we need to bring forth what we're talking about.
Faire sortir ce que nous parlons.
If somebody offends you,
si quelqu'un vous a
you
offensé,
can't go and tell everybody else
vous n'allez pas dire
and not go
monde,
to that person.
Et ne pas aller chez la personne.
Jesus says, if your brother's offended you,
dit que si ton
you
frère
go to your brother.
Va chez ton frère.
If he doesn't listen, you
et
take
si
a witness.
Pas, prends un témoin.
If it still doesn't listen, tell it to the
et
church.
Si il n'écoute pas, va dire à
friends,
lui.
We need to start bringing
nous
forth
devons faire sortir maintenant
what we talk about.
Et ce que nous sommes en train de parler.
You find people that get offended
les gens, ils sont
and they don't come to church.
Ils ne viennent pas à l'église.
Friends, that's plenty green.
Ça, c'est beaucoup de vert.
Plenty green.
Ça, c'est beaucoup de vert.
When someone steps on your toes
et quand quelqu'un se tient sur
and
votre,
you don't go to church anymore.
Et tu ne vas plus à l'église.
Friends, you don't have the vision
et
of the resurrection.
Pas la vision de la résurrection.
The family's got to be gathered together.
Doit s'assembler,
doesn't mean the family is perfect.
Peu importe, cela ne
many
pas
in the family
famille,
are plenty green.
Parfait. Il y a beaucoup de gens dans la famille.
But you know your part in the vision.
Vous connaissez votre
you want to fulfill that which Christ has drawn you to himself to fulfill.
Vous a appelé pour que puissiez accomplir cela.
So don't worry about what other
ne
people
faut pas
say.
S'inquiéter à propos de ce que les
if
autres
you're offended,
disent.
Go to them.
Si vous êtes offensé,
sort the issue out.
Et va traiter l'affaire.
And I'll say what we agreed at the officers meeting on Friday.
Nous sommes mis d'accord.
We agreed as the officers of this church.
Nous sommes mis d'accord comme les dirigeants de
that
l'église.
This church from today
cette église à partir d'aujourd'hui
must hold us accountable for gossip.
Nous tenir coupables pour
if any officer gossips,
et si personne
he goes to that person and apologizes or he's not an officer in this church anymore. Because we're going to take a no tolerance policy on gossip.
On va pas tolérer pour tout ce qui
because
est de
gossip is a cancer in the church, friends.
Parce que c'est le cancer dans
that affects young people, it affects new people.
Les gens nouveaux et
and if we share of malicious gossip,
et si nous entendons des parler des choses malicieuses
which is affecting people.
Et qui affectent les
we're
gens.
We're going to do what we've done twice
nous allons
already.
Faire ce que
we're
nous
going
avons
to ask
fait.
The deacons to investigate it every time.
De pouvoir investiguer
I
cela.
Think it's the only way we can stop
et
the spirit of gossip
qu'on puisse
that's going
cela.
Through certain sections.
Et aller dans certaines sections.
But I said to the brothers at the meeting, we have to start
rien.
With ourselves first.
Nous allons commencer avec nous-mêmes
let's get the beam out of our own eye first.
Et cela puisse être ôté de notre
so from today, saints,
et à partir d'aujourd'hui,
I said, let's draw a line in the sand.
Nous avons mis des lignes
let's forget the things that are in the past.
Puissions oublier les choses
we don't want to go and resurrect old
nous
issues.
Ne voulons pas aller ressusciter
let's
les
say
choses
it was the
passé.
Days of ignorance.
Et c'est un les jours de l'ignorance.
But from today,
et à partir d'aujourd'hui,
we each vowed by the grace of God, we made
an
agreement, not a vow, as the officers of this church, that we will not speak about other people in the presence of other people, that we will not speak of issues unless it's part of the solution to that problem.
De la solution
and when it
le
comes
problème,
to the end of this year,
quand on arrive à la
and
fin
we
de
have
cette
voting,
année,
please,
et nous votons,
if there's officers in this church guilty of gossip from now,
hein,
let's vote them out.
Que nous puissions voter
use your
lui.
Vote.
Utilisez votre vote. Hein.
That's the way we do it.
Et ça, c'est la façon que
you
nous
don't
devons
complain.
Faire. Ne faut pas,
either you come to me and tell me the problem so we can deal with the problem scripturally. And I said, let's leave the past behind. Let's have a clean start for everybody. But friends, I'm just saying it. We're not going to tolerate gossip anymore. I've heard too many things that were so disturbing recently. We have no right. The prophet says, if you don't know anything good to say, then keep quiet. He says, only say the good that you know about somebody. So let's forget the past, friends. But let's not get involved in these things anymore. That's a sign of immaturity. It's a sign we've come down from the vision. That's a time, the sign, the shout is not having much effect in our lives anymore. And we need to get a renewed quickening of the anointing of this message so we can move into our positions, so that we can edify with those mouths, build up the things of God, not bring them down. And I really would ask everyone to cooperate, because honestly, we're not going to compromise on gossip at this time. And another thing,
autre chose,
just while we're correcting certain things at the end here,
de corriger certaines choses à la fin,
friends, we're immature.
Nous sommes immatures.
If we borrow money from people
et si nous apprêtons l'argent,
and we don't pay it back,
et on ne paye plus cela,
when brothers cheat brothers and sisters cheat sisters,
le frère
it should never be named among the saints.
Gens, elle trope les frères, et les frères trope, les sœurs trope les
if you go to somebody and you ask them for money,
si vous allez chez
and then you can't pay it back,
et tu ne peux plus payer cela,
go and speak to that person.
Va parler à cette personne.
And then pay them what you can.
Et payer ce que vous pouvez
even
payer,
if it's only 10 euros a week.
Si 10 euros par semaine,
but friends, there's too many of these things
y a
taking place.
De ces choses qui sont en train de prendre place.
And if somebody comes to you
si quelqu'un vient
asking
chez toi,
to borrow big sums of money,
demander une grande somme,
I would advise you to ask me first.
Je vais vous demander de pouvoir me poser.
Because sometimes you're feeding people's weaknesses by doing
que
that.
Des fois, vous nourrissez la faiblesse des gens.
But as believers,
croyants,
we should be honest in our dealings with one another.
Honnête, la façon dont nous
we shouldn't be dishonest one with another.
On pas être,
if you can't keep your word,
si tu peux pas
go
parole,
to that person and apologize.
Chez cette
and say, sorry, I promised you the money,
et je vous ai promis l'argent,
but I'm not able to give you the
mais
money.
Je suis pas capable de
but I'll give you so much, or I'll
et
make such an arrangement.
Et je vais faire un tel arrangement.
And the prophet says, you're only as good
et
as your word.
Dit que vous êtes seulement bien que pouvez
and remember, Brother Barry showed us, our lingering debts will keep us out of the rapture, friends.
Nos dettes vont nous garder hors de l'enlèvement.
God will hold those things against
Dieu
us.
Va tenir ces choses contre nous.
Debts that you could have fulfilled.
Et les dettes que pouvait payer.
I'd say we need to tighten up on that,
nous
friends.
Devons serrer cela.
And if people want to borrow money from you, rather ask first. It's up to you.
Apprêter l'argent, il faut demander d'abord.
But sometimes some brothers
et des fois, d'autres
might sound
frères,
funny and sisters
et certaines
are as unreliable as AIB.
Et on peut pas leur faire confiance.
You put your money there, you'll never get it back one of these
si
days.
Si vous donnez leur argent, vous n'allez jamais prendre cela.
Be careful.
Il faut faire attention.
Don't feed someone's weakness. Help people that have that problem.
Il faut aider quelqu'un
they're saints, they're believers.
Il y a des croyants.
But they need to realize we need to stop doing
ce
those things.
Croyants, mais
it brings disunity in the church.
Il y a pas
it brings offense among the family.
Il y a des enfants, c'est parmi
let's
la
stop
la
doing
famille.
Those things from now.
Il faut arrêter de faire
the past
choses,
is the past.
Le passé,
but
le
from
passé.
Today,
mais à partir d'aujourd'hui,
let's not allow those things
on
to be done anymore.
Que ces choses
let's not
passer.
Do those things, friend.
Ne
it's
pas
a shame.
C'est une honte.
Finally, the prophet says,
et le prophète dit,
In God's only provided place
dans
of worship.
La seule place pourvue par
He
Dieu
says, I believe the church is beginning to hear the message.
Je crois que l'église commence à écouter le message.
And beginning to understand
et
it.
Il commence à comprendre ces choses.
But friends, listen.
Mais amis, écoutez,
we've got to lay in the presence
nous devons
of the
nous étaler dans la présence du soleil.
We've got to be ripened.
Nous devons mûrir.
Our faith isn't ripe.
Notre foi n'est pas encore mûre.
Intellectually, we're sharing the message.
Intellectuellement, nous écoutons le message.
Seeing the signs that he showed us.
De voir le signe qui nous a
we can
dit.
Prove it by the Bible.
On peut le prouver par la Bible.
But the church needs to lay
mais
in his presence
doit se mettre dans sa présence
until it tenders up.
Jusqu'à tel point que cela puisse changer.
And get sweet in the spirit.
Et que cela devient douce dans l'esprit.
So that it can bathe down.
Et que cela puisse être atterré.
So that friends, these things we speak become real.
Ces choses que nous parlons doivent devenir
quicken us.
Puisse venir réel, puisse gouverner nos vies dans la base
friends,
des
that doesn't take place.
Ici, cela ne
just
prend pas
by
place.
Spending 1 hour a week
c'est comme
in
si
church,
une heure du
it's
temps.
Never going to happen like that.
Et ça ne va pas se passer.
We need to lay in his presence.
Nous devons nous étaler dans sa présence.
That's why just at the officers meeting
et
in closing.
C'est pourquoi nous avons dit dans
we thought for the month of August, starting next week, by the grace of God, next weekend. We'll do what we spoke of before.
Nous allons faire ce qu'on a parlé avant.
We need more time in the word, friends.
On a besoin plus de
we need
temps
more
dans la
time. Some people can't come on Wednesdays, we understand. Sometimes Fridays are difficult. So from next Sunday, we'll have 2 services on Sunday. We're not going to have Friday services anymore. We'll have 2 services on Sunday. We'll have our normal service.
Notre service normal,
1 hour break
et une pause d'une heure du temps,
and then we'll really start getting in the word.
Et nous allons
a short service, 1 hour, just a few songs
heure,
in the song worship,
une heure du temps,
and then we want to get into the scenes.
Et nous allons entrer dans les sauts.
The mysteries of
le
this
mystère
message,
de ce message,
so that we can give the Lord opportunity
qu'on puisse donner l'opportunité au Seigneur
to allow these things to bathe down,
pour permettre que ces choses puissent entrer dans l'intérieur,
to spend more time,
pour passer plus du
and
temps.
We'll give you the books which we're going to look at. Sirs, is this the time?
And
the revelation of the
7 seals.
And whosoever has been gathered by the shout,
qui sont rassemblés par les
let's
gris,
pray about that.
Que nous puissions prier
that we can come
cela,
into his presence,
qu'on puisse venir dans sa présence,
so that these things
afin que ces choses
can bathe down.
Descend,
down, become real.
Et puisse devenir une réalité.
And we can start bringing forth
et qu'on puisse faire sortir
the things that we speak
les
about.
Choses qu'on a parlé à propos
then
de
at the officers meeting we announced
et nous avons
we agreed
nous sommes d'accord
on one Friday
et qu'un vendredi
each month
et chaque mois,
we'll have a special prayer meeting.
On aura une réunion de
prière spéciale. Meeting we'll be not in any hurry to go.
Et on ne sera pas pressé pour
we'll make it the weekend before the communion.
Nous allons faire la semaine avant la communion.
So we'll gather on a Friday a little bit earlier.
On va se rassembler vendredi un peu plus.
And in fact, the way it works, it's this coming Friday.
Et c'est ce vendredi qu'on va faire cela.
So just once a month, we'll have a special prayer
une
meeting.
Une fois par mois, on aura une
so
réunion
so that
de
we can
spéciale.
Come and wait upon
et
the Lord.
Nous venons et attendre
just
Seigneur.
Coming for prayer.
Venir juste
just
pour
coming
la prière.
For worship.
Venir juste pour
so at half past six, we'll start earlier.
À partir des,
this coming Friday, whosoever will,
et tout celui qui veut, venir
whosoever wants to come back into the presence of the
venir
Son of
dans
Man,
la présence du soleil,
so that things can be done,
que les choses puissent se faire.
We'll be having that special meeting
et
once a month.
Nous aurons une réunion de prière
but
spéciale.
On the other Fridays, there's no service.
Et l'autre
service. So we'll have just our Wednesday service.
Mercredi.
And for the month of August, we'll try it. We'll just have 2 services on a
nous
Sunday.
Essayer d'avoir des services
the Sunday afternoon will be like an adult Sunday school class.
Dimanche soir, ça sera
but by the grace of God,
les adultes, par la grâce
we'll try
Dieu,
to spend more time
nous voulons passer plus
in
du
the
temps
things that God has given
dans les choses que Dieu nous a données.
And I'd ask you to pray about
et
these
je
things.
Vous demande de prier à propos
friends,
de ces choses.
If you're out of unity with someone
si
in the family,
avec quelqu'un dans la
why
famille,
don't you pray?
Pourquoi ne pas prier
and allow the Lord to quicken you
et permettre que le
to
Seigneur
get yourself back in unity.
Afin de pouvoir rentrer dans
Christ has come to gather the family.
Christ est venu pour
let's not let little differences keep us apart.
Et que ces petites différences
if you've been offended by somebody,
et si vous avez été offensé
take
par
them to the throne.
Et vous prendre cela
and
au
go
trône.
And speak to them.
Va parler à lui.
Unite.
Et vous unir.
The prophet says when people are in one place,
le prophète dit quand les gens sont dans
in one accord.
Place, dans un commun encore,
that's when you're going to hear from heaven.
C'est là où vous allez entendre d'ici.
I really encourage.
Et je vous encourage.
Let's be in prayer for these things.
Et que cela
let's
soit
stand.
À la prière. Lève-nous.
Let's stand. So the great mystery that we're living in, friends, it's very real.
Le grand mystère que nous vivons.
If you will just take time.
Et si vous pouvez prendre le temps.
For the Lord.
Pour que le Seigneur
to persuade you of it,
te persuade
to let it bathe down,
et que cela puisse descendre,
to bring us to a maturity,
pour que cela puisse vous amener dans
that
la maturité,
we bring forth
et que nous
in our lives the things which we believe.
Dans nos vies, les choses que nous avons besoin.
May the Lord help us to do that
que le Seigneur nous aide à faire
in the
cela.
Season that's before us.
La saison
in prayer, in these special meetings.
Dans ces réunions
spéciales. The Lord will take it into the homes as well.
Si le Seigneur
I'm sure the Lord will bless you as you do that as well.
We are often tossed and driven on this restless
water. Let's sing that one. Coming from the east, coming from the west.
And we know the west and the west. Nous allons terminer avec le mot de prière.
Coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout are gathered by the shower for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We have seen the Lord in the fulfillment of His word. Promise through the prophet to return, to ride this trail again, to reveal his name, to teach his bride to prophesy again. Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. On the summit of the seventh peak, we are on Zion, in the secret place, by the sovereign grace of our Lord. A city on a hill, whose glory can be, will manifest the great and final good. Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout are gathered by the shower for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak. A rainbow covenanted one in the Joshua Commission testify she's turned at the waist with the authority for her ministry, and she shall speak from the summit of the seventh peak. Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by the shower for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak. We sing a brand new song. We are the blood washed throne. We've seen our names beneath the seventh seal. He's opened up to us over this. And there is light on the summit of the seventh peak. Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout are gathered by the shower for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak. Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by the shower for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak.
Friends, we're just here because of His grace.
Nous sommes ici juste à cause
We've been gathered by El Shaddai.
Nous sommes rassemblés à cause
He's gathered us to Himself. What for?
Il nous garde pour
He has a resurrection on His mind.
Il a une résurrection.
He wants to gather the family.
Il veut rassembler la famille.
Those that fell asleep through the ages.
Et ceux qui sont dormis à
right from the time of Paul.
Jusqu'au temps de
Paul. All of the message believers.
Tous les croyants du message.
Through the seven church ages.
À travers les sept âges de l'Église.
He wants to unite the family to
Himself. Il veut rassembler la famille.
But first, He's uniting us.
Premièrement, il doit nous.
We've got to be united with
nous
Him.
Devons être unis avec
And
lui.
He is the Word.
Et lui, il est la parole.
And we've got to allow Him to work
Et
inside of our lives.
Nous devons permettre qu'il puisse
Sometimes it's hard, the Word.
Des fois, c'est difficile.
But it's good for us.
Mais c'est bien
to
pour
separate
nous.
Us
pour nous séparer
from things that hold us from our adoption.
Qui nous tient de notre
Friends, our adoption
de notre
isn't to gossip about one another.
Notre adoption n'est pas parler mal
et Our adoption is the edification of the saints.
Pour les
to build up one another.
Pour bâtir
to be used of the Spirit in the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. I'm sure that's your desire. The things of the past, Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. Let's forget them. Let's press now towards the prize of the high calling in Christ. That's what He's called us for. So we may apprehend that to which He apprehended us. When He sent us a message saying, the Master has come. He's calling for you. He's called us to a resurrection. He's called us to a body change. How we should worship Him for that. Let's sing that song about El Shaddai. God of grace,
le Dieu de grâce,
come to a close.
Et pendant que nous arrivons à la fin.
Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you have said, call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of Bye.
Let's do that, friends.
Faisons cela, amis.
Let's cry out
crions
to his name.
À son nom.
If you need salvation,
si vous avez besoin de
whosoever
son nom,
calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, the Bible says. You call out to him. If you need healing, you speak to the rock. If you're sorry for the things you've done in the past, speak, and the crimson tide of the blood of Christ will wash you clean. Because the Bible said he is faithful, that if we confess our sins, he will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Whatever your desire, whatever you need, let's pray before we go. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just look unto thee. We thank you, Lord, for a throne of grace, that we can come unto a throne of mercy today. Father, we thank you that there's mercy because there's blood. And the blood, it speaks on our behalf. It speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Father, and how we just want the blood, the voice of the blood, the voice of the word, to speak unto our souls upon this day. That, Father, where we need repentance, let us repent. Let us not justify ourselves, Father, in our wrong, but let us put up our hands and confess and say the same things as your word and be found guilty before you, that you may wash us clean is our desire. For you said in your word, if we would judge ourselves, then we would not be judged with the world. So help us, Lord, upon this day. I pray for each and every one of us, Lord. I pray for your people. I pray your quickening power upon each and every one of us, that you would help us. How we want to lay in the presence of the Son. How we just want the things that you have done in this age to bathe down. That they'd be real unto us. That, Father, they would govern us in all that we do. That, Father, we may move into the vision and fulfill that which is written of us. Father, that which you've seen of each of us, no matter how simple or humble it would be, we just want to be led and guided and moved of your spirit as you moved Simeon in the temple that day. That, Father, we might say at the end of it all, Father, we've done your work. We've finished the course. We've run the race. Father, we've done that which was required of us by your grace. And Father, we know that outside of thee, we cannot do it. So Father, we give ourselves into your hands as vessels. We want to just get ourselves out of the way and pray, just work your will and let your will be done. We pray for Sister Julie. We send a word of healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I curse that asthma in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I curse it, Father, Lord. I defy it, Father. You have given us power of all the powers of the enemy. Father, we possess the gates of that enemy. Because the royal seed has possessed the gates of the enemy for us. Father, we curse him in Jesus' name. And we pray for full restoration for our sister. I pray for the visitors in our gates. Bless them.
Please,
draw them unto yourself. Reveal yourself unto them. Help them to understand that the things that we're speaking of, Father, are the things that your word said would come to pass, Lord, in this generation, Lord. And that indeed the end is upon us. Not because of what we say, but because of your interpretation of your own word in this generation, Lord. Bless each officer. Thank you for every officer and the honesty of every officer in this church. I pray your richest blessings upon each, upon Brother Francois, that you'll use him for his glory. Upon the deacons, that you'll bless them and use them, Father. Upon the musicians, upon Brother George as a song leader, that you'll bless them. Upon the Sunday school teachers and upon, Father, all that play a part, we ask your blessing upon them, especially upon this day. And we ask to bless the ideas and thoughts that we have for the future. Father, a man can plan, but it takes God to establish. Father, and if we build without you, we build in vain. So, Father, we pray that you'd go before, that you'd bless and lead and guide, that you would help us, that, Father, your will may be done, we ask. Bless us as we go. Keep us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Since just one thing, which I just need to apologize, if you don't mind seating, having a seat just for a second. Just from the officers' meeting, we needed to do one more thing. Apologize to the visitors. We don't normally take this long. Just as it was quite a number of things came from that meeting. We want to vote once again for a deacon. We need a third deacon. Because Brother David, with his eyes, sometimes he's not able to be here. Sometimes during the week he can't be here. And Brother Wilmore is the Sunday school superintendent. He does the senior Sunday school. So many times on a Sunday we don't have a deacon, someone to keep the order of the house of the Lord at the beginning of the service. So having discussed it with the brothers at the officers' meeting, I think it was pretty unanimous. We thought maybe we'd present to the church once again Brother Virgus to be a deacon once again. Brother Virgus was a deacon in Lithuania. He's been a deacon here before. He now does a wonderful job as a trustee and is in charge of the sound. But we thought to bring it before the saints, to propose that Brother Virgus can step in the gap as a third deacon, so that if Brother David's not there, if Brother Wilmore's occupied, then at least we always have one deacon. And Brother Virgus is always at the services. He lives just around the corner. It's good. So I just wanted to bring it to a vote to the church, to propose that to you. We'll have a vote by the show of hands. Who should vote are the members of this church, of those who are part of the family. If you believe this is your home church, then please, you're free to vote. Maybe we can bow our heads. We'd ask everybody please to bow their heads, close your eyes. We'd like to ask people, whoever would agree with Brother Virgus being a deacon, if you want to just raise your hand and say, yes, I agree, I think Brother Virgus would be a good deacon. Let me just count your hands. If you put them high, please.
Je vais compter vos mains.
Okay, if you put your hands down, thanks. Is there anybody here who would feel that Brother Virgus shouldn't be a deacon? Please close eyes. Please vote honestly. There's nothing wrong saying no if that's what you feel.
Il n'a rien de mauvais de dire non.
Okay, we thank God. So Brother Virgus, we really do thank the Lord for that. It was really a unanimous vote that everybody, almost apart from people, didn't put up their hands, and one exception wants Brother Virgus to be a deacon. So we'd ask Brother Virgus just to come once again so we can pray for him. Maybe we can stand, we pray for him, and we dismiss. Saints, we thank you for your patience today. There was just certain things we had to address there. Normally we don't take so long. And especially from next week when we have two services, we'll have a shorter morning service and then we'll have a Bible study, a message study in the afternoon. So we encourage you, bring your lunch. We'll have 1 hour break. And like I said, Friday this week we're having a special prayer meeting. So to all of those who really feel they need to be prayed up again, to come and lay in the presence of the Son, let's start an hour earlier. We'll start 6:30. So that we can just wait upon the Lord. As long as the Lord will continue to quicken us and bless us, we'll just wait upon the Lord in his house. So we invite anybody who can come along for the prayer meeting. Let's pray for the Lord's blessing on all things. Let's sing one song as we dismiss. And may the Lord be with you as we go.
Oh Lord my God, when I am most upon you, consider
I'm ready.
I'm great, thou art.
Yes, see.